music on. Let's do it. Right now. Right now, Brian. Let's make it happen. Here we go. We're here. Ladies and gentlemen, we're live. We've done it faster this time than ever. We're getting better at it. Less fuck-ups, less hiccups. Live from the compound. We started a little bit late today, but it was all my fault. Brian was rocked and locked and loaded this time. I just fucked up. I was tired because I had to do the Kevin and Bean show this morning, and I had to get up early because I have to leave. My house is kind of far from them. What the fuck, people? What's going down, bitches? Happy New Year. Brian is all in a tizzy about the goddamn iPad. And me, I Twittered that I don't need an iPad because I'm a fucking man and I can carry a goddamn backpack with a laptop and I don't complain like a little bitch. And this seems like it's got less shit than a laptop. And if you're going to go like on an airplane or something somewhere, you want a fucking laptop. You want to be able to get on the computer. You want to be able to send someone a real goddamn email, attach something to it, and send a real link easy, copy and paste, old school. You don't want some nutty fucking finger things you have to... Shut up! I want a fucking laptop, and it's not heavy. I can take this goddamn thing anywhere. They're so small now. I mean, they're thin and they're light. This is the 17-inch MacBook. This thing is, it's not heavy. You put it in a backpack, you're fine. I don't need a fucking iPad, Brian.
Well, see, I think that's the problem with, can everyone hear us okay before we start getting really into it?
Yeah, is the microphone bad? We are not a well-polished machine,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
No. Okay, where's the broadcaster?
Does anybody have a hard time? Here, I'll see if... I'll see if we can hear ourselves. If this was like real TV, we'd be fucked. I'll see if we can hear ourselves. Are we on TV?
I'll see if we can hear ourselves.
Yeah, we're good, dude. Yeah, we're good.
Okay. So here's the thing about the tablet. Now, the problem with the whole thing is that Steve Jobs pretty much just bashed netbooks at the beginning of the thing. So it really set a nerve with a lot of people, meaning people are like, what? Netbook's better?
In a speech. I'm not that much of a fanboy. I'm not going to sit and watch you strut around and talk about your fucking computer. I enjoy your stuff. I think your iPhone is a goddamn work of art. Amazing. If Verizon... you know, had it, it would be the greatest phone in the history of the universe. But I can't use it as a phone. I use it, to me, I carry two phones. I carry a BlackBerry and Verizon that's a fucking phone. I can call people. It sucks. It's a terrible phone. It's like a drunk iPhone. Like, when you compare the two of them together, there's no comparison. Like, sometimes, like, say if I call you, and I have a little picture for your face when I call you, and I go to call somebody else. When I start calling somebody else, your picture will show up, and then it'll change. So it's like the things like, oh, who am I calling? It's like it's dumb. It's a dumb phone. Mm-hmm. It's like it does what you want to, but it takes like a couple extra seconds and it stumbles.
The Storm 2.
Yeah, the Storm 2.
Yeah.
The screen is awesome. It's a nice big ass screen, and I like that. And the touch screen's not too bad. It's pretty easy to type. Even this way in landscape mode, it's good. It's like it's weird. It gives you like a little feedback, which really isn't necessary, but it's not bad. And as a phone, it's great. But compared to the iPhone, what just getting on the web is just like you're doing it in an old wooden car, you know? It's just so clunky and stupid. And
yeah.
Zoom, okay, scroll this way, and oh, come on, really?
Well, so what you're saying is the best part about the iPhone is probably the internet, and the worst part is
awesome. The worst part is AT&T.
The phone.
Clearly. I don't mind making calls on it. I mean, calls on it is badass.
Just the phone quality.
AT&T is just terrible. It might be better in somebody's town, you know, if they got more AT&T towers, more GSM towers.
So they took the best part of the iPhone and made it a little bit bigger.
Yeah, and they got rid of, like, what, no camera? What the fuck?
Well, here's the whole thing about this. What I'm thinking now is I'm thinking, all right, I like my iPhone, but I only use it because once in a while I want something small to surf the net and do basic shit with.
All right, listen to this. Say you're in a Starbucks and some dude comes in and starts spraying the place.
Right.
Okay? And you want to be taking video.
Right.
And you're on your little iPad thinking you're a genius sipping on your
latte. But you have two cameras
in your
pocket.
You don't have shit. You're not me. You're just a regular dude who just has an iPad.
You have your digital camera.
He just has an iPad and a BlackBerry because he's not sold on Apple.
BlackBerry's
a
video.
Online, he's online right there, and he wants to get online with his iPad and take video and stream it to Ustream of this happening, and he can't do it because the iPad's a piece of shit.
Okay, well,
he doesn't have a camera.
Well, listen. Now, one of the things that he said in his speech...
That's logic! No, you can't argue with that!
Yeah, here's my argument. He said during the speech that it has a port that is going to have accessories to open it up to the universe
that's
of
all
accessories.
Well and
so
good.
Imagine having a nice HD camera hooked up to the bottom
of it. You just happen to be streaming through Starbucks like a fucking creep. You can't even do it on the DL. Everybody's going to know. You're going to be out there scanning people with your little webcam.
No. What if it snapped on the front?
So you're on the webcam at Starbucks? Hey, everybody, I'm with Starbucks.
Well, now, here's the thing.
It's lame enough to have a laptop at Starbucks.
It has a thing that it already has attachments for, like a card reader.
Next week, we're going to be at Starbucks. No, we're going to be at the Coffee Bean.
No, but that's what I'm saying. It doesn't have a camera, but yet it has an attachment that he said will have accessories, like microphones and cameras and
card
readers.
Put a camera on the fucking thing, bitch. You want to be super special? You want it to be the bomb?
I think they're trying to keep it down. Price-wise, under $500. Because here's the thing. If you're going to buy a book reader right now, you're on Amazon.com, you're looking at the Kindle, the big Kindle, that's $10 cheaper than this thing.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
And it's backlit. You know, I have a Sony e-reader, but I read in bed. So when my girlfriend's sleeping, I want to read. I can't. I have to have a light on. And it can't even just be a dim light. It has to be a bright light for me to
read
it.
Kindle, yeah.
So now...
I got a little clip-on sucker.
Yeah, those
are great. Because the person can sleep right next to you.
Right.
Especially if you got a Kindle like with a leather cover.
Right.
You put the light here, bam.
Yeah.
You can read right next to them.
So this thing would be great for, you know...
That right there is married dudes talking. You can read right next to them in bed. When I was single, I'd be like, well, I guess you can't fucking sleep.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Oh, I can't sleep while you're reading a book. Well, maybe the couch would be a better place for you to sleep.
Totally.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Totally. So that's like $10 more. Wouldn't you get that if you didn't have one already? If you were getting a book reader, would you get $10 more? Would you pay for the iTablet?
Yeah, that's the best argument I've ever heard. If I had to choose between the Kindle and the iPad, I would for sure take the iPad.
And now the argument on the other side
$10?
Yeah, the argument on the other side is e-ink is less stressful on the eyes. But here's what I'm thinking.
Is that true?
It might be something to sell that technology, and here's what I'm thinking. I'm on the computer 11 hours a day, 10 hours a day. I'm doing 99% reading. And I've never gone, oh, this hurts my face.
No,
once in a while.
I have noticed that I think, well, it could be also because I'm getting older, but my eyesight is not as good. My eyesight,
yeah, mine too.
Like reading, like, say if I have to read a vitamin bottle, it tells me, you know, how many you're supposed to take.
Right.
I struggle with that shit.
Right.
You know, I have to try to focus. It's not what it used to be.
So I don't read more than like an hour, 2 hours of my ebook anyways a day. And so I'm thinking, if I'm on the computer 12 hours already a day, and I use 2 hours of that...
Look at this.
I don't think it's
Edward Catflappo says everything Apple makes is perfect. Steve Jobs is God, and Bill Gates is a Nazi. Wow,
that's obviously not
those
him.
Those are strong words. Those are strong words. You think that's the real Flappo?
Mm-hmm.
The real Flappo is one of the craziest. If you don't know who he is, one of the craziest characters on the internet. He's this nutty dude from England who likes to get fucked up all day. And he's got a lot of money, so he doesn't have to work. So the dude just gets online and just trolls people and fucks with them all day. He's really hilarious. He's crazy.
You can find him at your website, joerogan.net, on the forums. Just look for Flappo.
And he just picks fights with people. He finds them and he just insults them over and over again. And everybody's like, this guy's an asshole. And yeah, but there's something about it that's so endearing. He's really doing it for entertainment. He's a character. He's like an internet character that's like running through this show we're doing. And the show is the website, the forums. And he's like this character. He's like one of the... Like there's this insane...
He won't meet us either.
Won't meet us. He's kind of a shut-in, but I understand that. You know, I mean, if you're some crazy dude just stays on the internet all day. I wouldn't even care what he looks like. I mean, he could be totally trolling with this whole story. I don't care. I just think he's an interesting dude. It'd be nice to say hi. But he doesn't want us to take pictures of him and put it online because then everybody will have evidence.
Right.
They'll have weapons and ammunition to go against him in his internet wars.
But there's supposedly one picture of him.
Yeah, but who the fuck knows?
Do you think that's real? Because if not, that's
no,
a great photo.
Met anybody.
He's smiling and everything.
Yeah,
and it looks
he's never met anybody. How do we know, you know?
Right, it could just be a co-worker. It could be his boyfriend.
It could be a girl. It could be one of your ex-girlfriends.
It's
vicious. And who the hell knows?
Yeah.
We have no idea it's a guy.
No idea. That's the best thing about the internet, though.
Yeah.
The best is meeting people that are cool.
Yeah.
I have so many friends. You are one of them I met on the internet. But there's so many people that we've met from your message board and other places. That
seems like a crazy thing to say.
Yeah.
It seems like you're an idiot. What are you doing? Meeting fucking some people from your message board? But, you know, when you're, the bottom line is, for real, is like you're meeting people all over the country anyway when you're doing stand-up. What difference does it make if you meet them online first? And, like, wouldn't that be smarter? You know? Like,
yeah.
The only way to interact with people is, I mean, the internet is like the greatest for that. Like, there's people that could never have relationships, that didn't have any friends, that had nothing going on in their real life, but they developed like whole internet worlds, man. Like Quake player buddies of mine, when I was like seriously addicted to playing Quake, there's dudes that like lived their whole life on the internet. And that's where all their friendships came from. And you get to know people like there. And, you know, it's a little more, it sounds crazy when saying that you meet people from the internet, but it's really probably pretty intelligent. Like, girls that, like, use dating sites, they used to be thought of as losers. You know, you'd hear about, like, oh, her sister, she's on fucking Match.com or whatever the fuck it is. Like, oh, poor girl, what the fuck? Then you think about being a chick. All the fucking scumbags out there. Wouldn't you want to, like, listen to them talk for a while first? Like, see what they have, what nutty shit they want to say in their email? See how they say you're and you're? Do you use that apostrophe, you fucking cretin? You cave person? You know what I mean?
It's funny, those dating sites, how many different ones there are. Like, J-Date is for Jewish people. They have one for the people that just have herpes. I forget the name of it.
Nice.
They have one for, like, anything you could possibly want.
All girls who suck Magic Johnson's dick. That's funny. Hey, listen to this guy. This guy says, Joe, ever heard about reverse speech? Everything you say says something in reverse. Now, ordinarily, I would say that's retarded bullshit. But I smoked some marijuana right before we did this broadcast, and I'm like, man, who the hell knows? Maybe. Maybe we just don't know that in language you can reverse it and it can show true intention. Is that possible? By the way, your intonations and... No. I mean, I don't think it is, but maybe it is. What the fuck do I know? Well, you know, things that are possible are so nutty. You know, why do you think that, I mean, that could be just some weird side effect of speech, that when you reverse things, it says the opposite of what the person, or what the person really means. It's possible. Shit. Who the fuck knows? The world is so nutty as it is, the fact that we're on this sphere that hovers around this gigantic nuclear explosion, and it flies through the galaxy, but everybody wants to talk about the cast of Jersey Shore renegotiating their deal. I mean, that's like the number one conversation, and or how many, you know, how many more millions they're going to give Conan O'Brien at Fox, or, you know, how many more chicks did Tiger Woods fuck? Is his wife going to get back together with him? It's like, we get so caught up in nonsense, and I've been trying to figure that out more and more as I get older, like what it is, because it's not just, I say, you know, people, I say we. I get caught up in that stupid shit too. I was wondering what was going to happen to John when he left Kate, because he wasn't making any money anymore, and all of a sudden he has to pay mad alimony, you know, because I think they probably negotiated that shit when he was on the show and he was making good money.
Right.
But they kicked him off that show, and then they're going to sue him, and he, the poor dude, you know, I mean, he just fell apart in front of the whole world. First he fell apart in front of the whole world because he was married to that chick who was just treating him like shit. Like, you would watch that show and be like, wow, that bitch is harsh. But then you realize, god damn, could you imagine having 8 kids with that weak dude? That guy's such a bitch that you would be like, oh, I can't count on this motherfucker. Come on, get up. You have to work. Come on. Just lazy and soft and dull-minded. But he got on TV, and when he got on TV, I think girls just start saying, you shouldn't take that from him. She's a bitch. She doesn't appreciate you. I see you on that show. I think you're so hot. I think you're so cool. Next thing you know, he's in there. Oh, shit, I'm hot and cool. Oh, shit. He didn't realize that he himself had been tricked by fame, just like those poor girls that fucked him. That's how powerful fame is. Fame tricks even the person that has the fame.
The worst is that Tila Tequila girl.
Oh, she's the best.
Every time I hear about her, every time I hear about it, I just get sick to my stomach.
I'm just waiting for
the porn. She's trying to sell her baby right now.
Listen, man, that's all just to get you to pay attention. She's a crafty little wench.
Yeah.
She's going to do a porn. I would imagine.
I think she already has. I remember having
it's one. It's amazing when they, like, just totally, like, orchestrate sex tapes. You know, like, is there any doubt that the Kim Kardashian sex tape, have you ever watched it?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's different cameras.
Yeah.
I mean, at one point in time.
Is it really different
cameras? Yes, there's different angles.
Oh,
it's
I
edited.
Didn't even check that. I knew it was edited, but I thought that the company did it, the production company.
Dude. And she keeps her bra on, which is very disturbing. Let them titties free. Let them titties free. You don't like the way they look? Oh, come on. Just let them free. She probably doesn't like her nipples. She looks like she's probably got some big ones. What do you think? Have you had a guess?
Oh, definitely.
There
she
must
is
be pictures.
Hawaiian Punch can nipples.
Is there pictures of her nipples out there somewhere?
There
I didn't watch
be
her whole video. I watched a few
I
seconds.
Just skip right to
I don't
the part
take much time to beat off. And I have a very hard time beating off to black eyes fucking white girls. Because I don't feel like that's me. You know what I'm saying? How much fantasy can I have? Oh, yeah, suck my black dick. What? You know, that's not me.
I just beat off in front of my new kitten for the first time today.
Nice.
Today. And
like, how much in front of him? Like,
well,
how far away?
I was beating off, and the cat jumped right up on my laptop. I'm like, oh, well, I guess you're going to see it eventually. So there it is. Like, you feel like... like, do you... it's like, I really hope, like, my grandparents, or, like, you find out later that you're, like, your you know, ancestors come back as, like, animals or something that they can watch you, like, you know.
Well,
like, what are you
make
doing?
As long as they can't talk. Deal with it, bitch. Yeah. As long as you can't talk. Remember Joey's joke about jerking off in front of the cat? And it's about to come, and the cat's doing this. On the he goes, move, gato, move, gato.
It's weird how, like, cats used to be worshipped back in the days.
Yeah, what do you think that's all about?
And what if there's something to a cat that we just don't know and it was lost in transition, you know, like, no one ever wrote it down, like, oh, by the way, if you look at the cat's eyes every day at midnight, you can talk to it.
Well, you know what trips me out about, like, Egyptians worshipping cats? It's like, they were so good at making things. Like, how I wonder what they were really like. Because we don't really have any idea about their culture. Like, translating their language over to English, it's all so tricky, and the hieroglyphs, and, you know, they don't really know how far back their history goes, because there's like John Anthony West, that guy thinks that their history goes back like 30,000 years, and he even has hieroglyphs that prove it. But they were so smart when it came to constructing things. I wonder what they were like, you know, socially, you know?
Yeah, like just like sitting around talking to them?
Yeah. You know, it's really kind of crazy when you think about what those people pulled off. And that was like supposedly 2,500 years before Christ, before zero. That's incredible. And they were worshiping cats. Like, maybe they were. Maybe they know something.
Yeah, there's something with cats.
I mean,
maybe.
How fucking smart were they? I mean, I would like to know how smart they were. Maybe they were just completely retarded and just
right.
Really know how to build things, and they were just
right.
And that's why their culture just sucked. But I don't think so, because people like I think Socrates and no Herodotus. Herodotus went over from
Well,
this cat is very emotional, man. Sometimes, come here, Spaz.
Yeah.
She would get mad because we got another cat.
Yeah, I'm going to.
And
right
she
now.
Started peeing on shit.
Speaking of, the other cat just walks in right when you said that.
Oliver, come here, buddy. Oliver's cool. I like him. He's a cool little dude. I like cats. You know why I like cats? Because I'm not starving to death. That's why I don't understand, like, when you people are living in Egypt, I mean, how fucking smart were they? They must have had a pretty sophisticated culture, because they were really into keeping animals as pets and feeding
right.
them.
They worshipped.
They're not
going to
get any. Dogs are going to protect your house. They're going to do. The cats ain't doing shit.
Right.
You rub them, that's all you
right.
get.
Right.
You get, I purr, and I like you rubbing me. That's
right.
all it is.
So they were smart enough to build pyramids, but yet they worshipped cats.
Yeah.
Because there's something to the cat that we don't know about.
Spaz, is there something to cats?
You ever see a cat when, like, the light hits their eyes in a certain way and it looks like a hologram or something going on
yeah.
in their eyes? That shit's weird.
Well, their eyesight is insane. Their eyesight is some insane amount better than ours.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Their eyesight is incredible.
Oh, and it's dark and stuff.
Their vision is incredible, and their hearing is incredible. That cat hears everything.
Yeah.
She'll hear shit like that. She'll be sleeping, and you'll see her all curled up, and then I'll move something in the room. You see her little ear just go... You know, it's like they're tuning in to like specific locations where mice are trying to sneak by. You know, that they got this killer fucking. It's really weird to see, because the bottom line is she only respects me and loves me and everything. First of all, because I feed her and pet her, but also because I'm so much bigger than her. Because if I was smaller than her, she would fuck me up. Cats don't give a fuck about little things. You can't keep a pet gerbil around your cat. They don't have that agreement. You can train a dog to not kill a gerbil. You cannot train a cat.
No.
You can't do it.
No.
You leave that gerbil around, that cat is going to fuck that thing up. It's crazy. They cannot avoid it. They love it. They love killing things, man.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, when I was a kid, we had a big-ass black tomcat. And he used to kill squirrels. And he used to kill squirrels. We lived right across the street from this river. And there was like this a lot of wooded areas, like many acres. And so there was a lot of animals around there. And these fucking squirrels would be all over this tree. And this cat would just creep through the grass. He's a fucking monster, and he'd pause and hover, and I would watch him from the window across the street from our house. Dude, it was like National Geographic. He fucking chases them, and the squirrel's trying to leave, and he pounce on their back, and get their back and sink their teeth into the neck, and drag this thing in between his legs. That was what was really crazy. He had the squirrel's body, which was almost as big as him. It was pretty fucking big, like half the size of his body. And he's dragging it in between his legs and taking the squirrel across the street to our house. I was like, how nutty is that? What if I went out and killed a dog? What if I went out and killed a dog with a knife in front of you? Wouldn't you, like, look at me different?
Right.
Would it be like, bro, what the fuck did you just do?
Right, right.
But, you know, he came in. I'm like, what's up, little
They're
buddy?
They're proud of it.
I'm like rubbing his head. What's up, little buddy? What do you got? I saw you got a squirrel, huh? Like, I didn't feel bad. He murdered this poor little animal. His squirrel probably had a little squirrel family, a little squirrel mother. He's not even hungry. I feed his fat ass every day. He would come and I would give him a fucking can of little cat food. He would be fine.
Maybe that squirrel was trying to help you too, like Rikki Tikki Timbo. Remember that old story where he's trying to save the family from the snake?
Maybe,
you know, maybe the squirrel was trying to help you.
I like squirrels, man. I think squirrels are cool little animals. I like, but I discriminate when it comes to rodents. Like squirrels, they make the grade. I never feel bad when I see them. But if I see a rat that's close, you know, a rat is that close. Like say if you're sitting with your kid at the park and there's a tree and the tree is literally right there. And the tree's got a squirrel. You're like, oh, look at the squirrel. He's right there. But if that was a rat, you'd be like, oh, get the fucking back. The rat's there. It's a rat.
Yeah.
Get a fucking stick. Yeah. Get a rat. Get out. You start freaking out, start yelling shit. Fuck you, get the fuck out of here.
Right, right.
Fucking rat. Like I'm scared of rats, dude.
Are you?
Rats are that big, and I'm scared of them. In Jersey, they'll like come at you.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you gotta be careful. Like, they'll bite your ass, man.
I got, came after by a skunk last week.
Yeah,
and a skunk, like, charged me and the dog. And, of course, my dog's just like, kill, kill, kill. Won't listen to me, but doesn't know it's gonna spray him. And then that's gonna be like 5 hours of my time. Of trying to use vinegar and
imagine what
shit.
That smells like to a dog.
Oh.
Those dogs have these insane.
Right.
Sense
I wonder
of
if
smells.
They like it or not.
Oh my god! Of course they don't like it. That would be funny if they did. What? That would be like an animal that's trying to commit suicide.
Yeah.
You know, if that was the evolutionary thing, like it meant the dogs loved it. You'd spray your shit. The dogs liked it.
Uh-huh.
They'd want you to spray, so they'd want to kill you all the time.
It's like cat with catnip. Why does catnip not work on any other animal?
These guys are weird. Look at this guy. Joe, what's your favorite way to smoke? Like, some people get nutty about it. Just smoke your weed, people.
Dude, there's a certain group of people that follow you that are so burnt out that they just like, you know, they're like,
well, maybe he's young to the game.
Right. Well, there's a lot of young.
Health-wise, the vaporizer is certainly your best bet. Bongs are nice. I like a bong.
I like glass. Anything.
Brian doesn't give a fuck. It goes right to the glass dick.
joints are good
because you only have to light it once, you know. But really, if you want to do it the healthiest way, a vaporizer is the way to go. And don't think that eating it is just as healthy. People think that eating pot is just as healthy. It is. I mean, it's not going to kill you, but it will freak you out. And one of the reasons why it freaks you out is because it produces this thing called 11-hydroxy. It's a metabolite that your liver produces when you eat marijuana. And apparently it's not psychoactive when you smoke it. Like, it's, so you don't get the same effect. But when you eat marijuana, it becomes like 4 times more psychoactive than if you smoke it. So if you have like a lot of weed and you make brownies with them, that's the problem with these things. You eat a brownie and you're like, what the fuck? Like, you can't believe how much weed is in it. You have to sit down. It's because as it's going through your system, it's creating this 11-hydroxy metabolite, which I like. And one of the reasons why I like it is because it makes me very self-critical. It makes me examine all sorts of things about myself. Like, there's anything about myself that I don't like, if I'm being lazy, if I'm being a douchebag, if I'm being short with people, if I'm not, you know, if I'm not focused on what I really should be focused on in my life, anything that might be bugging me, my subconscious mind, this 11-hydroxy makes you think about it, like, in depth. And it can really freak people out. If you've got some shit that you're pushing in the back of your head, you know, it's like what people call, I was paranoid. I think what paranoia is people that, when you get high on marijuana, I think what paranoia is people who just are, they're getting too much information for them to manage, and they haven't done such a good job of managing their consciousness in the first place. And so when this stuff is hitting them, what's happening is they're just, it's overload, and they can't control it, and they freak out, and they say, I can't smoke weed. It gets me paranoid. But I think it's more indicative of this, you don't really know how you feel about yourself. You don't really know how you feel about life. You're looking at life through barriers because you're trying to not see everything, because you're trying to focus on one particular thing with your life or trying to get your shit together. And you don't realize how many things about your life really are freaking you out and bothering you until you smoke pot, and pot just makes you examine them. You know, we, as people, we like to avoid shit that bugs us. It's like when people like overeat to get over some childhood molestation, they don't even fucking realize what they're doing. They're just distracting themselves with something else. You know, I think we do shit like that all the time. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm. I kind of lost you there halfway through.
Yeah, I lost you. What are we talking about? Listen, be careful with your weed. That's all I'm saying. Being paranoid is a good thing. It's for real. It is. I mean, the experience of being paranoid when you smoke weed, it's to get you to look at yourself. It's to get you to look at life. It's you're not looking at it all as clearly as you could. And those jolts of perception you misinterpret as paranoia. Like, what you're doing is just dealing with the information that's already been there. Just the fact that you're this fleshy, temporary, soft, mushy creature that is literally connected with nothing above your head except gases and air, and then fucking space, and above that there's asteroids and planets and fucking giant nuclear explosions and suns, and it's all right there. And you're just this thing that doesn't exactly know what it's doing and is kind of like going along with the flow of everybody else and sitting in traffic like everybody else, hoping that someone of us is like guiding this thing. But they're not. No one's guiding shit. And that is, if you're not thinking about that, if you don't, you haven't addressed that as a human being, and you start eating fucking pot brownies, that shit will club you over the head. You'll freak out. You'll be scared. You'll curl into a fetal position. You know, life, what life really is frightening to people, and marijuana will expose the fuck out of that. Expose what it really is. You know, this is not a goddamn movie. That's the problem. We are living life like it is a movie because we really are programmed by culture. I love movies. Don't get me wrong. I love CDs. I love songs. I love all forms of expression, all entertaining forms of expression, except dance. Dance like musicals, that doesn't mean shit to me. When I see choreographed dancing, I'm like, oh, you're moving together? Yeah,
you don't, it's like probably dancing hard to at do. All? You don't like musical movies at all, or?
South Park musical.
That
was, yeah, that was a beautiful, beautiful musical.
Yeah, it was beautiful. That was awesome. They need to make a new South Park movie. What the fuck?
It's, except all the Canadians must have been very pissed, right?
They're always pissed. Canadians, right now, gingers are pissed. Have you seen that ginger video?
No, is that when people are beating up redheaded kids?
Well, no, this kid who's a redheaded.
That's fucked up, man.
This kid is a redheaded. Has his
Where did that come from?
South Park.
That's crazy. That's sad. That makes
because there's
sad.
An episode where like gingers were like right. apartments. Like, what's happening? There's gingers.
But some kid like
right.
The
they're mimicking South Park.
It was like hit a ginger day, and kids were hitting them all day. Right.
Right. They're mimicking South Park. Well, I mean, that's nothing new. When you're in high school, you
right.
know, or
they're looking
school,
for an excuse to beat the fuck out of
right.
People.
Right. So the video is this redheaded guy that gives like a speech for 4 minutes, and it's kind of like Leave Britney Alone style, and it's just it's. You don't want, he brings up God and religion through it and stuff. And it's just, you sit there like terrified of this guy. Not bad for him. I was just terrified of him. You got to watch it.
And
maybe
he's a redhead?
Set a break or something.
Yeah. He's fucking up the whole cause.
Yeah.
For all the redheads that want love.
Yeah.
Crazy bitch. That's the problem, is by the time, you know, you're out there looking for love, you're probably so goddamn damaged.
Yes.
Most of us are fucking damaged, right? I mean, if you had to guess, like, what amount of people are still working out issues from their childhood, it's 100. It's 100.
Yeah, it's not even really damage. It's just that's what happens, you know?
Well, it's also you have to reprogram, like, the way you look at the world. You know, you look at the world a certain way because you think, you know, that's how you were taught by your parents. And, you know, when you're like in your teen years, you start having to restructure things. Your teen years, you start looking at things like, they don't even know what the fuck they're talking about. They're talking crazy shit. And then you realize, God damn it, my parents are just some fucking people. Just like all the other idiots that I meet all day, they just fucked. They're no different than my idiot friends. They're no different than my idiot teachers. They just fucked. They fucked and they made me. And so, shit. And so, when those teenage years, when you're trying to like reformulate the view, that's when it starts. And it continues through your whole life. You know? Do you think that you would be the same dude, though, if you had like a... Oh, I don't want to watch that, man.
No, I'm just
Gingers Have Souls? I don't want to watch that. Do you think you would be the same dude if you had a perfect childhood?
No, I think it's just like that. Your whole theory about like you are how you lived, you know, everyone starts off the same person pretty much, and just every single little thing kind of builds to it. Yeah. I kind of believe that, you know, it's like if you roll down the hill, you're going to, in a mud, you're going to look different than the person next to you.
Yeah, that's why people really have to have compassion, because, you know, if we really are all the same thing, this is my theory if you haven't heard it before, and I had this when I was ate some pot, and I was on a boat in Hawaii. And I was on this boat, and we were fishing, and there was dolphins that were next to the boat. The dolphins were playing with us. They would get by the boat, and they would jump up in the air, and we would go, whoa! And every time they would jump up in the air, we'd go, what's up, what's up, what's up, dolphin? And when we would do that, they would get excited. And so they were, like, showing off. They were, like, communicating with us. I was like, God damn, they're so conscious. And I started thinking about it, like, they're responding to us. I'm like, I wonder what life must be like, what consciousness must be like for the dolphin. And I wonder if it's similar to humans. And I wonder if it's the same. I was thinking, I wonder if they have the exact same consciousness. It's just filtered through an entirely different environment, a totally different skin. You know, you're in a fish's body and a totally different way of communicating, a totally different language that's almost indecipherable. But what if it's exactly the same thing, the inside, the consciousness? And then I thought about it. I'm like, oh my God, like, what if that's the case with people? What if we are all exactly the same thing, we just are transmitted through different biological filters, different life experiences, different childhoods, different everything, different bad genetic rolls of the dice. I mean, people are born with different ailments and diseases, and people are born crippled. You know, the reason why you're supposed to have compassion is that easily could have been you. It's just a filter that the consciousness is going through, but the consciousness is one thing. It's all the same. You are just like me. It's just like, and your uniqueness has to do with your biology and your interpretations of your experiences as you're growing up. You know, your unique personality, your unique personality that everybody talks about when you're a child could easily be attributed to what kind of machine you're running. You know, let me tell you something. Everybody's biology is different. You know that if you watch porn. Right? There's people that were blessed with gigantic dicks, and there's poor dudes with little tiny dicks, and there's girls with incredible bodies, and there's other girls that, like, whatever, no matter what they do, they can't lose that last 20 pounds. Like, that's just fact. That is what it is. You're born with, there's variables. Like, there's variables with oranges. You'll see one orange that's big and another one that's not so big. They're not all the same. And these various chemicals. And then on top of these various chemicals that are all imbalanced, all these different hormones, then it's like, how does this particular model interact with its environment? Your own unique experiences. I mean, how many times have you seen something your friends didn't and it fucked you up for the rest of the day? You know? You know, like you see someone get hit by a car or you see something and then you have the same friends. You go through the same, and all of a sudden you don't want to hang out with them anymore. You think that things are frivolous. You think they're being retarded. You know, you hear about a girl getting raped and you're the one who freaks out. And it's one, you see one thing and it will set you off in a certain direction.
Yep.
And it's like, so who the fuck knows what your personality is? You know, who the fuck knows how much of it is your body, how much of it is your experiences, how much of it is what you learn from your parents, and how much of theirs is the same shit? How much of your personality is really just you reacting and saying what you have to say and doing what you have to do to get by in your environment? But at the core of everybody, from fucking serial killers to the most compassionate people on earth, it's very likely that the consciousness is the same. Male, female, that's all biological. It's very logical that the thinking, it's very possible that the root of it all, when you think about yourself as you, that it's all the same. That's nuts. That's nuts.
Somehow cats involved with that.
Those cats, they're on some shit. They're onto some shit.
Yeah, that's really interesting, because then when there's, like, personality tests on websites, like those dating websites we were talking about. So, like there's, you take personality tests. So you're all trying to take a test that's based on what? So, you know, the person, you know, like, right. You know, how do they know?
It's those kind of personality tests are stupid as fuck. That's just, like, the same people that have glitter tags on their MySpace
glitter
pages.
Tags.
You know, what are you taking? You don't know what your fucking personality is like? Why don't you go sit down in the grass by yourself and think about shit? You know, take a goddamn meditation class. At a certain point in time, as a human being, you become responsible for your own biology. You know, and that's what we don't teach people. What we need to teach kids in school, there needs to be, you know, you have math and you have English, and these are all very important subjects, but what we also need is how to manage your mind, how to think correctly, how to, when something comes up in your life, how to deal with it and turn it into something to your advantage, how not to go into a negative spiral and have your whole fucking life fall apart because of one thing. And it's very important that people learn how to think, how to control your mind, you know. And how many people actually do that? It's not that many, right? I mean, it's not that many people really know how to think, you know, how to think positively, how to affect the people around you as positively as you can, how to move your life into the way, you know, move your life into a healthy place. Very hard to do. It's because we're all starting from scratch. You know, we're all starting from scratch. We're all trying to read books. We're never taught that shit in school. I mean, if they really want to teach you how to be a good employee, how to, you know, make a good living, that's you being a better person, being better at being a person, being better at managing your life is very important. They should be teaching kids how to think correctly, like, early in school, and they should have discipline. And I don't mean discipline by, like, you know, do what everybody tells you to do. That's not discipline. What discipline is you have to do a certain amount. You have to do something, like do anything. Anything that's really hard, like whether it's swimming or archery or, you know, playing chess or, you know, doing jiu-jitsu. For kids, having something that's difficult to do is very important. They need to be pushed. You know, it's very, very important. You can develop so much more of who you are if you've already pushed your boundaries. If you've been lazy your whole life, it's so hard to get out of not being lazy anymore. And this is all shit that they should be teaching in school, man. They should totally be teaching that shit in school. You know, it's not just history. You know, when I was a kid, they fucking taught us Columbus discovered America. You know, that was still being taught. And now we know for a fact he didn't.
I think it still is, isn't it?
I don't think so, dude.
Really?
I mean, we celebrated Columbus Day, but I think now they say he landed in the West Indies. Let's read some questions, ladies and gentlemen. Are we serious about that dolphin stuff? Yeah, man. Dolphins rape other dolphins. Oh, I know they do. They do. They rape other dolphins. They eat dolphin babies. It's, you know, infanticide in dolphins, I think that's what it's called, is what they do is the female dolphins try to fuck as many male dolphins as they can, because if they run across a male dolphin that they haven't fucked and they have babies, the male might kill the babies to get the female to breed, because the females won't breed while they're taking care of their young. So they have to fuck as many male dolphins as they can, so that when they do come across a male dolphin and he sees them with the baby, if she fucked him, he won't kill the babies because he doesn't know if they're his. It's crazy.
Humans, you know, rape and kill babies too, so.
yeah, I mean, we don't do it in such large numbers as dolphins, though. I mean, dolphins do it, like, kind of like as a matter of, you know.
Yeah, but they're more bored. They're at, you know, in the water all day. Like, what the fuck? We don't have an iPhone.
I don't think it's that they're bored. I think it's that, see, they can't affect their environment. We see evolution in dolphins, and it's in a very strange scale. It's very much different than ours. It's like they're super intelligent and cognitive. You know, they have these amazing abilities to communicate, but yet they can't move anything with their hands. They don't create anything. So they're out in the wild. So their world is just way harsher. They're basically, dolphins are like the fucking blue people in Avatar. You know, the blue people in Avatar are like super intelligent, but these motherfuckers live in the jungle. You got to be hard. You know, you ain't like some soft dude behind a computer keyboard. You know, you got to be like that crazy bitch shooting arrows at those crazy black dog things. You know, and that's what dolphins are like, man. They're in the fucking woods. They're in the ocean, but there's sharks out there, man. Killer whales eat dolphins all the time. They're cousins. Imagine if your cousin ate you. Killer whales will fuck up some dolphins. They fuck up sharks, too. Killer whales are the pimps of the ocean. They're just running shit, you know? They don't take shit from nobody. You know, the only people they do is people. That's the only thing that they take shit from. Because people, this is a story that I read on the internet, and this I would like to ask you, Twitter people, and people on watching on Ustream. I wonder if it's possible that this is a true story. What I heard was that the orcas or killer whales used to attack people and been attacking people for a long time. But then after World War II, they stopped. And one of the reasons why is because American soldiers were apparently targeting killer whales in the ocean for practice. You know, that's how they would work on their you know, shooting out of their planes. And they would drop bombs on them and shit. And the whales just completely stopped eating people. I mean, that seems like something somebody made up, right? Doesn't it? But what if it wasn't? That would be pretty fucking crazy. You know, because I know cultures do have, like, images, like old Eskimo images, just like a killer whale attacking people, like really ancient stuff. I wonder, that'd be interesting if they knew what was up. You know, if, like, oh, they go, oh, these motherfuckers can fly now and drop shit from us. Okay, we're good. We won't eat you anymore. We're done. This bet we tap. Can you imagine? Yeah. I mean, if they eat everything else, why would they eat people? They save people all the time. Like, that's really nutty. When you're talking about an animal that's that intelligent, that murders dolphins. When people fall in the ocean, killer whales have been known many times to nudge people towards boats and help them.
Yeah, same with dolphins.
That's crazy. Yeah, same as dolphins. Then none of them fuck with people because we have the ability to change our environment. They're just as ruthless, just as smart, but they're fucked with their bodies. The little fucking flippers and shit. They'll fuck you up if you're in their world, but that's what you need to get by in their world. Our world requires much more finer moves. You know, and our ability to manipulate shit. Like, have things gone just a little bit different in evolution, if you believe in evolution? You know, the dolphins and easily, they could easily be brain shit. The killer whales and the dolphins. Imagine if there was something like that with us. If those are all the same intelligence, imagine if there's something like that with us, like some giant trolls that were just as smart as us and would come in and kill people. Just show up at your village and start eating us and just jacking us. Well, that is happening. That's us and monkeys.
Beowulf.
Well, that's us and monkeys. If you look at, like, African countries, totally. Bush meat, you see they sell chimpanzee hands as ashtrays and shit.
Yeah.
They just go into the forest and fuck those things up and eat them.
Yeah.
You know? That's pretty crazy when you think about it. What if there's something like that with us? Woo! That could happen, man. Don't think it can happen.
Well, wouldn't, like...
Could you fucking imagine? I mean, there are predators on humans if you're around them.
Yeah, like tigers and stuff.
Yeah, but, you know, for the most part, they're not intelligent. These fucking things are intelligent. Killer whales are just as smart as dolphins. They're genius.
Yeah.
They're like as smart as humans, supposedly. Well, if that's the case, man, could you imagine something as smart as people, but giant and likes to eat us?
Robots.
No.
That's what it's going to be. We're going to build, or we're going to build our enemy. Our predator. We're going to build our predator.
Some new monster's going to come from the sky. Yeah, we would never be able to get to this point. The reason why we've got to this point, culture, or with technology and with our inventions and all this shit, the reason why is because no one's been eating us. We've had all this downtime. all this downtime to come up with things. Because otherwise, we would have never gotten to this point. You'd never be comfortable enough to sit around crunching algorithms, trying to figure out how to make a Pentium processor. You would never get to that point. You'd be constantly running from the giant troll people that want to eat your asshole. You know? They would just kill people. And the way chimps eat monkeys, you ever watch the way chimps eat monkeys?
Yeah, they like tear them apart.
They eat them while they're alive. Yeah. They don't kill them. That's a weird thing about it. Predators seem to kill people and then eat them. Like big cats, animals that like kill things for a living. You know, like big cats, they only eat grass so they can throw up. That's all they do. And these animals, when they catch something, it's very important that they kill it. So they just grab them by the neck and jack them immediately. But, like, chimps don't do that. Chimps eat berries. They eat all kinds of shit. They're omnivores. They can eat meat or vegetables and fruits. So when they kill monkeys, which is, like, their favorite shit to do, they love monkeys. They love to eat them. And they have all these elaborate traps where they... you can see them online. We'll find you the YouTube clip. I'll find it right now because it's pretty fucking trippy. It's YouTube. I'm just going to YouTube chimps eat monkeys. And my point is, they eat them alive, man. They eat them alive. They rip them apart. They don't kill them first. And same thing with bears. Bears, you ever see like a bear when it, like that's the thing about that Timothy Treadwell dude, that dude from Grizzly Man. The fucking video, or the video is, there's a cap on the video when the bear ate him, but the audio is there. And the audio was 7 minutes long. 7 minutes long.
Why is that not leaked yet?
7 minutes, because the woman who was his girlfriend didn't want it to leak. If you haven't seen Grizzly Man, you must. You must see Grizzly Man. It's one of the most genius fucking movies ever, and it's like a subtle comedy. It's so hard to describe. This guy was so insane, and he was living with bears. And the way it's edited together, and Werner Herzog is typically not known for making funny movies, right? He's like a serious director.
Right.
I don't think he meant to make this funny.
No.
But this guy's so ridiculous. He's...
Look, a bear. Hey, yeah. Come here.
He's gayer than Ricky Martin in a room full of dicks. He's... This guy's so gay, and he's like out there in the woods with a camera going, if I was gay, I could just meet a girl, and we could just, or could he meet a guy in a restroom, we could just hook up, but I'm not gay, so what do I do?
Yeah, like, he kept on bringing it up.
It would do it in specifics, like I just go to a rest stop, right. Like what?
That was a great movie, I need to rewatch
Fantastic
that.
Movie, Grizzly Man, you have to see it. But this guy was, like, really into saving the grizzly bear. So he's up there in Alaska, and he's like, you know, the fucking park rangers, nice motherfuckers, I'm out here saving him every day. And the bears are looking like, who is this crazy bitch? Like, he wasn't doing anything. He was letting people know the bears were there. But they knew bears were there. Like, he wasn't saving them. They're in a national park, you know?
Right.
Occasionally there's poaching, but that's going to happen everywhere. They're not going to not poach because you're there, stupid. You know? Okay, here. Chimps killing and eating a monkey. I'm going to take this. Yeah, this is the one. It's ruthless. Woo. I'll take this link and I'll throw it up on Twitter right now for my peepos. When I'm really high, I can't type that good if I think about it.
Have you been to the zoo, the Los Angeles Zoo?
Yeah, I don't like to go to the zoo after the last time I went. I wrote that piece about the zoo, the animal prison, in the blog.
Mm-hmm.
But I realized because I was super baked, and when we talked about earlier, when you're super baked, you're like much more sensitive. And I was watching these animals. I'm like, this is a horrendous life. Just because they can move doesn't mean they're alive. They don't allow the predators to kill and eat. That's like they take you away, and you know you can't talk to people ever again. You know, you get locked up in a room by yourself, and something else other than you has to stare at you.
Right.
And then you don't even get to, you know, the one pleasure that animals that are predators get. I mean, the reason why they go after the kill, it must be orgasmic. I mean, it's what they need to stay alive, and they're doing it with their mouth, and they're feeling the life leave the animal. And, I mean, it's imperative for them to be really awesome at killing things in order for them to survive. So must that feel like to them? It must be incredible. I mean, it feels good for us to fuck, and there's so many of us, it's like it's not even important if we fuck. You know what I'm saying? But your body is so programmed by all the years of evolution to think that it's very, very important to make new human beings. So you get this fantastic reward when you fuck. It just feels so good. And what it really is just nature trying to trick you. Nature making sure that you're rewarded for doing what you have to do to stay alive and to continue the race. Well, with a jaguar, every day you have to kill some shit. The physical rush, the sensation of chasing something down as it's running through the forest. You're not sure if you're going to get it. And sometimes they get away and bam, you got that motherfucker right by the neck. And you feel its heart beating, its legs are kicking. And you just put that little antelope down. That must be fantastic. Must be fantastic. And you don't even give him that. You just put him in this cage and you slide cold meat in a tray. And he eats it and he's just like, what the fuck? What the fuck did I do to deserve this?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to keep them around, I could see the argument much more to kill all the predators than I could to keep any of them around in cages.
In jail. Yeah.
You know, because I could see, like you're saying, listen, we're going to get some video of all these animals that can eat us. We get some nice video documented, a bunch of different formats, MPEG, MOV, put on iPhone. And then we're going to kill them. We're going to kill all of them, anything that kills us.
But what if they were to do it like they had a huge, open, crazy space and they made it kind of like fun and everything that they would want, but then they would like throw in like, oh, here's a cow into the situation.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, no. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think you want them. The problem is people don't want to see that shit.
I mean, at night or something.
How about in the day? I mean, if you're going to do
in HD,
if you really want to teach children, why is okay? It's kind of funny because why is it okay to watch something like that on the National Geographic show
or,
you know, on Discovery Channel? They show you all the time. Have you ever seen Relentless Enemies?
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure it's called Relentless Enemies. It's a fucking amazing documentary about these lions in Africa that are supersized. They look like cartoon lions. They're like giant Mike Tyson lions. It's so ridiculous. And the females are bigger than normal African male lions, or as big, if not bigger, than normal African male lions, which is unprecedented. I mean, they never exist. These fucking lions are gigantic. And the reason why they're gigantic is because the river where they live changed course about 100 years ago. And all the, it may not even be 100. It might have been more recent than that. I have to look it up. But they got stuck on this one island with water buffalo. Only water buffalo. So in order to survive, they had to only kill the toughest thing to kill. So these giant fucking water buffaloes are dangerous as fuck. They're super powerful. They got these giant horns. And they'll come at you and stomp your ass. And they get broken legs and they can't hunt again. And then they're fucking, they starve to death. So it's a fucking dangerous proposition. Well, these ants, these tigers got gigantic because of it. They got fucking huge. And it's really fascinating, man. Really fascinating to watch them, you know, try to figure out how they're going to take out these water buffalo. And they're just so much bigger than regular lions. It's like, it's crazy to watch, man. Really, really intense documentary.
You're a huge documentary. You, like, how many documentaries a day do you watch? Two? Three?
I watch a lot of them, yeah.
Is it because you're just like science? Have you always liked science?
I do. I just get fascinated by shit, man. You know, I mean, just the fact that that exists. I mean, how many people out there knew? I bet a lot of you guys knew about those lions in Africa. But, you know, you talk to, like, because you're on the internet and shit, and you're savvy enough to be on the Ustream. But how many fucking people really, you know anything about the animal world or space or, you know. I mean, you start seeing things about, like, hypernovas. They blow up, like, everything, like, within, you know, 100 million fucking light years, and everything gets cooked, and they happen all the time throughout the galaxy, and you're like, what? Like, what is this? They talk about how it could, if one happened, like, anywhere near us, we'd be, like, cooked instantly. Like, it just blows everything apart all around it. Like, this insane event where these spirals of energy blast out from the sides, and it's fucking nuts. It happens, like, hundreds a day all over the universe. It's like, to not be into documentaries to me seems way crazier than to be into them. There's right. So much nutty shit going on out there, and no one cares, you know? The new season of Lost is ready about to start. I can't wait.
I really can't wait for that, though. I'm jonesing, dude. Every time I see that commercial, I'm just like, oh, God, there was 1 second of a new...
The documentary on the lions, folks, is, I think it's called Relentless Enemies. Let me check right now. What is that thing? Are you saying you have to smoke cigarettes?
Oh, no. I'm jonesing for Lost.
Oh.
But, did you hear somebody died by, this is how dumb somebody was. Went to go get the nicotine patches, and they wanted to quit smoking faster. So they put every single one of the nicotine patches on their body that, you know, you get a box of them. And they thought that if they put more patches on their body, they would...
People suck. And here's how I can... I can show you this right here. It's called Relentless Enemies, is the documentary on the lions. Now, this is how bad people suck. This fucking guy, Dr. Levent Cackmore, film guy.
Amazon.com.
He says, how can someone mess up such a great documentary film in such a way? I hope National Geographic does something about it and we can buy it again. I tried a couple different HD DVD. Oh, okay. All right, he's saying, okay, this guy's saying
the
that...
Tech support.
No, he's saying that the DVD he got was faulty.
Any of the other ones over there?
But, yeah, it's fucking amazing. It's amazing. Oh, it's saying we will not play on Xbox.
Yeah, it's DVD player. See, and that's the problem with, whack. You know, digital media is pretty huge right now.
Yeah,
I saw somebody bashing iTunes the other day.
Everyone's saying this. It doesn't play. Wow. Two out of three are saying these three reviews that are on the front page. Anyway, the documentary itself, if these poor guys could get their DVD to work, it's fucking incredible. I mean, it just shows you how quickly life can adapt. You know, there's these, you know, the Amazon rainforest has only existed, the Congo, has only existed in that form for like a few thousand years. And thousands of years before that, it was like grasslands. So there's animals that are trapped inside the Congo that are animals that like live on the grass plains. Like rhinos are trapped in there and deer and antelope. And there's one little antelope that has developed the ability to swim underwater because the Congo is filled with water. Developed the ability to swim underwater up to 100 yards and it eats fish. And it's a fucking antelope. And it's got these little short-ass legs because evolution dictated that this animal change. I mean, and that happened over 2,000 years. There's a fish in the Amazon that comes out of the fucking water and walks.
That shit's awesome.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And it finds another water hole, and then there's this fucking bird that eats it that looks like a goddamn dinosaur. It's a 6 foot tall, evil giant bird with this crazy big ass fucking beak, like this big killing machine attached to its face. And it's got these dead eyes, like these dead crazy dinosaur eagle eyes. And it jacks this fucking old dinosaur walking fish. And you're like, whoa, that's a nutty goddamn place. That's the same planet we live on.
Yeah.
That's the same planet we live on.
You ever see that old video of like the eagle like killing all those goats, like throwing them off the cliffs?
Woo!
Oh, that shit's awesome. This eagle just is like on top of a cliff, and there's all these goats, and it's just like grabbing them and throwing them off the cliff so they would die and eat them at the bottom.
And it could barely carry them, but it's dragging them. Like, it's like doing it on purpose. It couldn't kill them if it was just on flat land. It knows it's going to kill them by dragging them off the rock. I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah. Birds are smart, too, man. Like, the whatever those blackbirds are, ravens.
Crows are super smart.
Yeah, where they use tools.
Yeah. You've seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen them do all kinds of creepy shit. I had a steak, and I was trying to thaw it out, and I put it on... It was in the wrap, you know, from the supermarket, and I put it on a stone outside my house for a minute, maybe a minute. I came out, and these crows were fucking it up. They watched me. They watched me put it out, and then they swooped in to look at it, and they go, I think that is meat. This dumb motherfucker left some meat out. I'm like, there's no way he's that stupid. He left some meat out. I'm telling you, it's meat. Let's eat it. And they landed on it and just started fucking it up. And I came out, there was two of them just fucking up the steak.
Wow.
They're so clever.
That's craziness.
A rat wouldn't have seen it.
No.
A flying rat, even.
A flying rat.
Like a pigeon.
Can you imagine if we had flying rats around here, how horrible that would be?
We did. We have pigeons. Pigeons are like flying rats. Unless you raise them yourself, then they're cute.
I've been putting bird feed out lately in my backyard, and the bird feed I put out attracts these little canaries. And now I have just little canaries everywhere. I've never in Ohio they don't have canaries, or at least I've never seen.
This fellow is very specific. Have either of you guys tried JWHO1?
Yeah, I heard about this the other day.
What is it? Is
there's a topic on your forum about it. I can't remember.
What is this? Oh my god. Here's how crazy you internet kids are. You're coming up with new ways to get high. It's an analgesic chemical from the amino alkalinode. How do you say that? Yeah, amino alkylindole family, which acts as a cannabinoid, blah, 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 blah. Well, it must be something that gets you fucked up.
I'm sure there's a lot of those things, too.
I don't want to mess with any different new things. You know, this sounds crazy coming from someone who's done as many psychedelics as I have. But I think the shit that you should do is the shit that people have been doing for thousands of years. You know, you can't go wrong with San Pedro cactus. You can't go wrong with cannabis mushrooms. You can't go wrong with those things. Ayahuasca, you can't go wrong. I mean, you can go wrong. You lose your fucking marbles. Don't listen to me. What I'm saying is, new stuff, like, you know, hey man, try this new shit. Scientists fucking in NASA labs, man, they just came up with it. Don't do anything that people haven't been doing in a long time.
Yeah.
You know? Don't fuck with some new shit that they just invented to be weed tests, and you smoke it, and, you know, it makes you want to fuck animals, you know? Who the hell knows?
Follow the old Indians. They were the beta testers.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly. They were down with peyote. That was their shit. The San Pedro cactus, the mescaline. I've never done that. Have you ever done that?
Mm-mm.
See, it's crazy that these things are illegal. I mean, Bill Hicks had a great line about that. Like, isn't there something fucked up about making nature against the law? You know, which is totally, totally true. I mean, how can you tell someone that they can't have a life form that exists naturally on this planet? Whether it's cannabis or mushrooms or, you know, anything. Anything that grows naturally. You can buy, and it's only anything that affects your consciousness. You can buy stuff that's poisonous. Like, you can legally have a bunch of different plants that can kill you. A bunch of different plants. You know, it's like, you just having marijuana in your backyard is not proof that you're eating marijuana or using it. And if you have all these poisonous plants in your backyard, nobody would even bat an eye. And that's the same thing. It's not, I mean, it's a personal use issue. You know, it's really so weird that people allow, in this day and age, with all the information that we have, allow plants to be illegal. I mean, it's fucking pretty incredible.
Plants.
It's pretty incredible.
It is.
It's fucking really bizarre that we have we enforce it so strictly. It's such a strong ethic in our culture that if we catch you using certain plants that have nothing to do with me, they're not affect me at all, but if I catch you with these plants, I'm allowed by our laws to lock you in a cage. How crazy is that? If you have a giant ass bag of mushrooms and you are driving on your way to the woods and a cop pulls you over and says, what are you doing? You're like, well, I'm about to have a spiritual experience with the Lord. The cop will go, what the fuck are you talking about? Well, I have these mushrooms that I'm going to go out to. Get the fuck out of the car. Get out of the car. He'll handcuff you. You fucking idiot. You're telling me about this? I'm just letting you know, man. I'm just nature is it's natural. It grows on the earth. And it's, shut the fuck up. Shut up. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear your hippie bullshit.
Right.
Get in the fucking car. I just hit the mother load with this stupid fuck. This guy told me he had mushrooms on him. How high is he? Ha, 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 ha. And they're like, you want to eat? Yeah, let's go to Sally's. And then they meet up, and they feel good for locking this guy in a cage for having plants on him.
Yeah.
That's bizarre. 2010? That's strange. I mean, it's very hard to believe that that's the case.
You know what's really strange about 2010 is that we're going towards 2020. That's just... That's craziness.
It is craziness.
Just the sound of it.
This guy says it's because of money, though. Yeah, it's definitely because of money. But it's just... It's amazing... You know, here's the best example of how it's for sure politicians are whores. Best example. Nobody talks about cigarettes. If Al-Qaeda was killing 400,000 people in America every year, holy shit, would the war against Al-Qaeda heat up. It would be gigantic. As it is, they're killing people, most of them that they've killed, you know, unless you listen to Alex Jones, is the government. But most of them are in other countries. I mean, in this country alone, Al-Qaeda's not over here jacking people. But cigarettes are. Cigarettes kill 400 fucking thousand people a year. I mean, to compare something you use for personal use to Al-Qaeda is ridiculous. Absolutely. But my point is, like, it's very dangerous. Marijuana doesn't do that. Even alcohol doesn't kill that many people. Think about how fucked up alcohol gets you. And alcohol poisoning or alcohol deaths, it's not nearly as high as cigarettes. Cigarettes is a motherfucker, and it's so hard to kick, right? Mm-hmm. You went back on him, right?
Yeah.
Brian has kicked it a couple times.
That was a year.
He's done it a couple times, and one little thing will set that trigger off in the back of his head.
It's mostly stress stuff.
It's horrible, but meanwhile, it's totally legal. And did we talk about the OxyContin Express last week?
Yeah.
We did, right?
Yeah.
God,
we talked about cigarettes, too.
We talked about cigarettes. See, these are important issues. If you haven't seen the OxyContin Express, get on that shit. Find it online. I think it's on YouTube. The whole thing is in... It's one of those director's versions, so the whole thing is on YouTube.
So this weekend you're at the Ice House.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. We're doing comedy this weekend, bitches. Making it happen.
Who's going to be...
Joey Diaz. Yeah. At the Ice House in Pasadena. This Friday, we're doing two shows there, and Saturday, we're doing two shows.
Nice.
This guy says, DMT is not easy to extract. Well, you ain't no super secret scientist, are you? Ever smoked banana peel? See, these motherfuckers? Yeah, I smoked a lot of shit when I was young. It was stupid. I was trying to get high. I smoked, like, bamboo leaves. It was horrible. Very harsh on the lungs, too. Birds can be scary. They are on acid. Oh, yeah. Good point. Amazing Kush. Yeah, birds can be. Birds are scary, period, man. You ever look at an eagle's eye? Like, you ever seen a dude that has, like, a pet eagle? Mm-hmm. Like, on those talk shows, and they get close up on an eagle's eye?
This girl I know just got an owl as a pet.
Oh.
And have you seen...
Those are murderers. Owls are murderers.
I know. It just sits in their bathroom on the shower thing.
Yo, that ain't cool. That's a predator.
It's crazy.
That's a real... Like, owls look all fluffy and cool and everything because everybody thinks about them from those goddamn Tootsie Roll commercials.
I know.
Tootsie Pops. That's not... No, that's a fucking predator.
Yeah.
That's
are a you even allowed to have that as a pet?
What is it about people where we take these evil predators and we change what they are?
Right.
Like polar bears. We got them selling, you know, ice cream and Coca-Cola. Polar bears are fucking monsters. Polar bears cover their nose when they're sneaking up on Eskimo villages so that they can't see the black.
That's awesome.
Dude, they learn how to do that hunting seals. They take their nose and they hang over the edge of a glacier, a floating you know, like ice raft, and they hang over the edge so that these seals don't see them. They see white. Wow. Everything's white. If they see that black nose, they figured out that seals can see the black nose. That's how fucking evil they are. And we got them selling ice cream and Coca-Cola.
Tony the Tiger. That's great.
How about Chimps, man? BJ and the Bear. This dude tooling around with a little pet monkey.
Yeah.
How come BJ and the Bear, how come Bear never ate anybody's face off? How come Bear never tried to bite some dude's asshole out and bite
his
hands off?
I think that monkey ended up doing that.
Of course
he
did.
Wasn't that the monkey that was retired here in Los Angeles?
Yeah, well, they always retire when they get older because you can't control the old males.
Yeah.
You can't control them. Our nearest ancestors are, it doesn't matter if you raise them, they're completely wild. You cannot stop that. That lady just thought, just because she was putting a diaper on this chimp, you know, and giving it Xanax, and she would give it wine and shit. That was like a fake boyfriend she had, like this fake monkey boyfriend. And she thought she had that thing under control. Then it just decided to eat her friend's face. It's like, I don't fucking like you. I don't like you. He didn't, I mean, there was no fight. They weren't brawling. She didn't hit him with a rock. She didn't do shit.
Yeah.
He just attacked her and ate her face. Whoa. I mean, even dogs don't usually do that. You know, you got a guy who's got a crazy dog, they don't attack your friends.
Yeah.
How often does that happen?
Mostly kids.
Yeah, because they think kids are animals. They don't respect them. All that shit about my cat really freaks me out. Talking all that shit about my cat killing me. Cat probably would kill anything, you know? If you had a little pet tiny monkey, a little monkey like that big, would you be safe leaving in the room with this fluffy cat? Fuck
no.
She'd murder that thing.
Yeah.
I'd come home, its guts would be all hanging out, and she'd be looking at me like, she's my friend. Hi. It would not even like she's evil. Poor little monkey. Those little monkey family. She'd kill them too, the little monkey babies. Merciless. That she'd be purring, rolling around the dead bodies.
Especially with her claws. Up.
Yeah, she's got real claws.
Yeah.
She's not declawed. He's declawed.
They have these things I just found. I don't know if I told you this or not. Where they go over the claw. You use glue. And you put glue in these little claws. And it goes over the claw. So they think they have claws still. But
yeah,
it's
we had
rubber.
That with him. After a while, they pop off.
They pop off?
Yeah, pop off quick. Damn. They pop, keep chews them off, too. And they
really?
Start jacking everything.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. I would let him keep his claws. I don't care. I think it's fucked up to take their claws. But
if you see a YouTube video, they actually cut off a knuckle. They cut off this part of the knuckle.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
That's craziness.
My cat killed a rabbit when it was a kitten. Damn. That's a rough story, Asian alien. I believe it though. Cats are ruthless. I grew up in a Nahud. Where a crow could talk, his name was CR, and he would come when called. Wow. You know what? If I had never read anything about crows or watched a video, I'd be like, that guy's crazy. Crows coming to him? Yeah, your pet crow. It's totally the same crow. It's not like they're all black.
Right.
You know, and they figured out you have food, you know?
I find it weird when people have like squirrels as pets or raccoons and stuff.
Raccoons are crazy. Did you see that one video where a raccoon and a dog are wrestling?
Yeah.
Like, they're usually fighting to the death.
I know.
You know, raccoons fuck dogs up, man. They rip them apart.
Yeah.
They're scary animals,
raccoons,
man.
Raccoons
are mean.
I see them all the time in my neighborhood. Raccoons and skunks and rats.
Books we lost to history that would have changed the world. That's a long article. Is it good? I'll check it out. All right, we're going to read some questions here. 1 year, no cigarettes, this guy says. All it cost me was a girlfriend, the dog she took, my waistline, and my sanity. Wow.
And then you get hit by a bus tomorrow, and
so
you're
I guess
damn, I got to smoke.
You just didn't deserve the cigarettes after she left you, or you couldn't afford them after she left you? Or you quit the cigarettes, and because you quit the cigarettes, you went crazy, and you were, like, aggro, and then she left you. Is that what you're saying? And she took the dog. And she took your waistline, but the waistline, that's good, right? You want to lose some weight? Probably. Unless you're like one of those dudes that's into guts. Apparently there's a lot of gay dudes that are into like guys with guts. Like that. They like to have like a guy with a big gut and suck
really?
His cock. Yeah. I think they're like...
Where are those ladies at? Because I got some.
I think with, you know, I mean, there's fetishes. Just like some dudes are like really into feet. Some dudes are really into like girls with specific type of toenails. They want to come on girls' toes. You know, I think with gay dudes, they just get into a certain thing. Like, they see some crazy homophobic trucker who's all methed out at the truck stop, and they just wish they could just suck his cock because he hates them. You know, he hates them. There's something about them. It just turns the gay guy on. That's my theory. What's a fine that guy with this big fat gut and suck that dick. What?
I love people like this. Somebody just asked, you know, they've been trying to see your tattoo for 3 weeks. They've been asking. Now, wouldn't you think, like...
You can get it online. You can see it online.
Yeah, what I was going to say, wouldn't this person just Google, if he really cared that much, Joe Rogan tattoo? That's the kind of people I hate. You know, it's like people that... Well, I don't hate. But I hate people when they ask me all these questions. I'm like, Google, man, is your fucking Google broken? That shit happens to me all the time.
Yeah, people... There's some people that just don't have good friends. They don't have anybody to talk to.
They have lazy fingers.
You know, the only problem with marijuana, there is one problem with marijuana, and it's some of the marijuana community.
My people.
A lot of mooches.
Yeah.
You know? A lot of mooches and dirty hippies. Brian left. Listen, it's just you and me now. Do you think I should get rid of him? Should I kick him out of the room and just have it all about us? Say, listen, man, you did your part today. Get out of here. It's me and my people. All right, this dude is saying, I did a job. CT Dirt says, I did a job, and these people fed wild raccoons, and they scratched at the door like a cat. Wow, that's crazy. That's nuts, man. Makes sense. I've seen squirrels that you can feed. There's a park in North Hollywood, and if you bring peanuts, especially if you lie down so the squirrel doesn't feel like, you know, you're in a threatening position to chase after him. You know, you lie down, like, on your stomach, and you hold up, and the fucking squirrel will come up to you real gingerly, make sure you're not crazy, and he'll take that peanut. And some dudes that the squirrels know really well, they'll just sit right in front of the dude and eat his peanuts. Like, right there. Like, there was this one old Chinese guy that apparently goes to the park every day, and he brings peanuts. And so he's sitting there with these peanuts. These squirrels are coming right up to him. They're just holding his hand while they're taking the peanut. Like, he's their little friend. Like, they're not worried about him at all. It's kind of crazy. Crazy to see.
By the way, Joe, this is that new digital camera I reviewed. If you guys are...
Let me say this before. If you ever want to, like, buy something, like, and you know that he's reviewed it, you got to watch his reviews. He's crazy. There's something wrong with him. And he gets, like, super into the technical aspects of anything technology. You know, like, phones and, like, his reviews of phones. He kills those guys at Engadget. Those bitches, you can't hang with Brian.
The problem is a lot of these websites are getting money.
Yes.
You know? They're getting, like, they're going to get...
Well, not saying that Engadget does.
No. But, like if they review favorably, say, like, an Apple product, then the next time Apple has a product out, they'll give them, like, an exclusive. Because, you know...
Right.
So it's like a lot of these websites don't want to bash or tell the truth because they don't want to ruin future products and stuff like that. This is a new camera.
That's how the world works.
Yeah. This is a new camera. Films HD. It's high quality HD. 60 frames per second. I have the whole review at redband.com. Stereo microphone. So if you're looking for a small digital video camera, this shit is awesome.
What's the model name, Brian?
It's Sony DSC-TX7. And redband, redban.com. I have the whole review there.
This dude says podcast, or it might be a girl. Says podcast from the sensory deprivation tank. Maybe that would be a fucking cool thing to do. You know what I should do?
It sound like this.
Would it sound like that? Is there a way that I could have something recording sound in there?
Well, you can't get it wet. I mean, we could hook a mic, put a microphone right next to it, but I mean, it'll sound like this, you know, and all that stuff.
Because it's echoing in there?
Yeah. But who wants to do it? Why would? Oh, you mean just lay there and talk?
Yeah.
Well, we could just turn off the lights here and you can talk in the
dark. No, it won't be the same. No, I'm going to totally do that.
Wouldn't that just defeat the purpose of being in an isolation tank?
No.
Because you'd be too focused on talking to people?
No. Because it would be talking to people, your mind would work so much better than it works with, you know, sitting in a normal environment like here talking to you and sitting on a couch and the lights and the laptop and all this input coming in. You don't realize how much this has an effect on your ability to, like, see things clearly. And you see things very, very clear in that tank. And I think if you're in that tank and you just start talking, it's going to fuck up a little bit of the experience because you're going to hear things. You're going to hear yourself in both in your ears. You'll hear it in your ears and you hear it in your head.
You've lost your mind, Joe.
No, but I think it'd be kind of cool to do. I will do that. We're going to figure out a way where I can do a podcast someday from the sensory deprivation tank. And by someday, I mean like within a month. I don't mean like when I'm old and ready to die.
Hey, gay man. The original question 3 weeks ago was, why does Joe not always wear long sleeves? Well, hey, retard, go Google that. Because I bet you Joe's answered that.
Wow, how mean. I thought that was totally that would really was unnecessary.
He called me gay, man. I'm allowed to say something back.
Wow.
Don't you
think?
Someone
says you're an asshole, but he's look at. I can't take him seriously because he says Brian is a FKK a-hole if you ask me. Well, I'm never going to ask you anything. If that's what you write, an FKK a-hole, that's really you? I can't talk to you, dude. Brian's the third wheel. How dare you? Brian's a very talented video.
Red Band has too much negative energy.
He doesn't have negative energy. His negative energy is like the safest, most non-dangerous negative energy ever. He's a nice guy. Leave him alone, you fucking creeps. Why won't Dana let you show your talent in the UFC? No, it's not that. It's just, it's a distraction. It's not necessary. You know, it's not about me. When I'm on the UFC, it's 100% about those dudes that are fighting. I just try to do my part, my commentary, and explain, and be enthusiastic, and be appreciative. But it's not about me, you know. That's why I dress like such a retard. I'm not trying to shine. I'm wearing a nice suit, you know what I'm saying? Look at my cufflinks. Look at them diamonds. I'm not trying to look good at all. I'm just trying to just do my job. What's important is not me. What's important is these guys fucking throwing their bones at each other in the octagon. It's not me. What kind of weed did we smoke before the show? Well, Mr. Federal Agent. That's one of the funniest things that I like when someone will ask a stupid question and someone will go like, laziest homo ever. Laziest pedo ever. Laziest DEA agent ever. And it's like become like a standard. Like, I don't know who was the first one to do it, but I've seen it on many forums.
Right.
I don't know where it started from. But so many people do that now. Someone will ask a dumb question, and someone will chime in with that. I mean, it's really funny. Like, whenever people ask, like, drug questions, like, hey, man, if I'm in Tallahassee, where can I get DMT? And someone will write, laziest DEA agent ever.
Right.
It's become a part of, would you say that's the lexicon? How would you say? The vernacular? What else, Brian? Any good questions?
What kind of weed do you smoke before a show, man?
Hey,
yo, you want to smoke? What kind of weed you got?
The kind that comes from California. That's the funny thing that we're talking about. Marijuana supporting these Mexican drug cartels. What are you talking about, stupid? The pot that I buy is bought. This guy's growing it right over there. You can go to his house. I'll show you where he lives. Who the fuck are you talking about? He's not Al-Qaeda, and he's not a Mexican drug lord. And he's right down the street. He's a nice guy. He's got plants. He'll sell you them. He waters them. He puts fertilizer and shit. He does a great job. The fuck, man.
And it's great. There's a website called weedtracker.com. We met those guys in San Francisco.
Yeah.
But each store has a own forum. And so, like, you like find what store's near your house. And then you go to this has, like, a little website just for that store. And every day they'll say, we got Trainwreck in. This is our specials, you know, and stuff like that. And it's great. People review it.
Oh, it's incredible.
It's amazing.
I mean, it's so, at this point, it's so free here in California that it literally is like pot is legal. It's just.
It's very close, right?
It's
like, what's in between?
Close.
Like what's.
Well, they've passed one step of a multi-step process to making it legal for responsible use for adults over, you know, probably be over 18 or 21. I mean, it should be over 18, I think. I think that's reasonable. You know, like alcohol, I think alcohol should be 18 with supervision. Meaning, like, you know, it should be okay for, like, your dad to give you a beer when you're 18 years old, you know, or you come with your dad to a place where his buddy has a bar and, you know, just gonna come with my boy, he's gonna have a beer, he's never had a beer before. You know, slowly introduce him into the world and make it like it's no big deal. You gotta learn how to hold your liquor, okay? You know, understand? And learn from your fucking father, you know what I'm saying? Like, as a young man, like, let him take away all the mystique of what alcohol really is. And that should be the same thing with weed. The real problem with anything that affects your mind is that we don't have enough people out there that are explaining to people how to manage that shit. And with alcoholics, at least they have Alcoholics Anonymous, and you know they can help guide you back on the right track. But you know, there's no people out there that are telling you, you know, like explaining to you how to incorporate weed successfully in your life for the maximum benefits. You know, I mean, shit. Maybe we should write a book about that because it's a fucking good idea. Because what really we need in this country, and it sounds like all spiritual, crazy voodoo, but we need shaman. And what a shaman is in, like, in the Amazon rainforest, the guys who make the ayahuasca, it's a dude who's been there, done that. He's done it 1,000 times. He knows what to expect. He knows what's going to happen. He's not scared of it. He enjoys and welcomes the experience. He can talk you through it. You don't have to freak the fuck out. This guy's going to help you. He's going to sing songs, going to comfort you. They're going to play the drums, and you're going to get to talk to dead people. You know, I mean, that's what it is. It's a shaman, and we need a shaman for marijuana, and we really could use a shaman for alcohol, too. There should be someone who culturally explains to the group. I mean, it should be, like, expressed as an ethic through the entire human community that it's wrong to be drunk and obnoxious and be a fucking douchebag and ruin other people's good time. And it should be something we all agree upon. It shouldn't be something funny like, oh, remember that time you got drunk and ripped that girl's shirt off? That should be horrifying to everyone involved. We should, and all that is the reason why we don't address that is we have this crazy way of looking at drugs. We look at drugs like somehow or another they're all bad, like they're all under this same, this one gigantic carpet of everything's bad for you. Look, it's not necessarily bad for you. It's only bad for some people. It's good for some people. The experiences benefit you, they make your life more interesting.
Should the shaman be driving while giving advice?
No.
See, that's a problem. If you get 18-year-old, that person just got their license 2 years ago. They don't even know how to fucking drive, you know?
True. They drive reckless.
Yeah.
They drive too fast, and they're not good at it. That was me. I was a terrible driver when I was young.
So lucky I don't have a DWI.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you ever get one?
No, never got one.
God, how?
Yeah. I never drove that drunk, but I probably could have, like, you know, the legal limit is like...
It's one beer an hour, pretty much.
It's one beer, yeah. If you have one beer and you get pulled over 20 minutes later,
yeah.
I bet you could probably get nailed.
Yeah.
Maybe if you... The
very borderline.
Beer,
very
within a half an hour, the second beer, right? Yeah. That's crazy. But with a lot of people, that's good, man. They really shouldn't be driving. Anthony from Opie and Anthony has a really interesting point. He's like, what if I'm good when I drive drunk? But that's not a good point if you kill a kid. You know? You slam into a family.
Well, I would say I'm better than average driving drunk, but, you know... There's no test for that, you know? Unfortunately, they can't just sit you down and go, okay, you got to play fucking pole position for an hour and show me your skills.
That's another good thing about marijuana is that people are just more cautious when they're on it. You know, people think that marijuana affects your reaction. It doesn't. It really doesn't. I smoke marijuana and I do jiu-jitsu all the time. So does Eddie Bravo. So do, like, a bunch of different, like, really high-level Brazilian jiu-jitsu guys. Like, forget about me. I know guys that are, like, world championship black belts that love to get high and then go do jiu-jitsu. Like, it makes them connected to the movements better. You're very coordinated when you're high. But it's more like we were talking about earlier with, like, being paranoid. Like, paranoia is, like, too much information. You don't know how to manage it. It's not that it's a bad thing. It's the you're just getting too much info. You're not keeping up with it. That's where it all comes from.
Damn, check this out. This dude's cousin was going to jail but after having two DUIs, but the policeman that arrested him died. So now, you know, there's no, you know, proof or whatever.
Oh, wow.
So that's crazy luck.
For everybody but the cop.
Yeah.
Joe, you going to be in celebrity rehab the next few years? Oh, totally.
Have you watched that show?
Yes. I watched one episode because Stanhope was mocking Dr. Drew, and I said, all right, let me check this out. It's like, wow, what a train wreck.
I mean, it's great. It's fun to watch.
I'm not addicted to anything that I don't think I could stop. I don't have a problem with anything right now. I used to have, you know, my real problem has never been drugs. My real problem is games. I have a serious addiction to, like, video games and to pool. Pool, I think, is a little bit more meditation because it's, like, a lot of hand-eye coordination. You have to steady your nerves and it's all, you know, controlling the ball. But I get obsessed with games. Like, I used to play Quake. And I used to play, no bullshit, 8 hours a day, at least. Every day I was online. I loved it. And I'm avoiding that on purpose. So if I had, like, a thing that I needed to kick at any point in my life, it was never drugs. Drugs weren't ruining my life, but video games were kind of ruining my life. Not ruining it, but it was becoming an obsession. The problem is I enjoy the fuck out of it. Quake is so goddamn fun, you know?
Have you ever tried to quit caffeine, though?
What's that?
Have you ever tried to quit caffeine?
Yeah, I've quit caffeine.
That shit's hard.
It is hard. You know, when I realized I needed to quit, I was writing a blog a day. You know, that one time before I filmed my special, I wrote a blog every day. So I was up every night really late because that's when I write my best shit. So every night I was drinking coffee at like 10 o'clock.
Oh.
And I mean, this kind of coffee too. I don't fuck around. I use a French press. You know, and it's like I grind my own coffee. You know, you get a burr grinder, and I get these beans only from these Kona beans from Hawaii are my favorite. This coffee will fuck your world up. This shit is strong. And I would take it at like 10 o'clock at night, and man, I couldn't get to bed until 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. And then when I finally did crash, I felt like shit the next day. And I did it a bunch of days in a row, and then I tried to stop. And when I tried to stop, I got these serious headaches. Like dull, like pressing headaches. Like it didn't even feel like coffee could fix them. It felt like I short-circuited my brain or something. The fuck is calling me during my podcast? Whoa. Fuck kind of what bullshit. Call me during my goddamn podcast. I don't know what else. I don't know what else. I'm not answering that. My apologies, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't you feel less energy doing exercising after you smoke weed?
No.
I'm the opposite. Especially if it's a good sativa.
That's what people don't know. People that are outside of California, most of what you're getting is called indica. And indica is a very different kind of marijuana than sativa. There's two types. There's indica, which is like relaxed couch weed. Like, yo, dude, just go and chill. You know what I'm saying? That's OG Kush weed. That's the weed that makes you want to eat and fuck up your diet. Man, fuck the diet. You know, but sativa is, I want to watch a documentary. Sativa is, you know, you want to watch The Cosmos and see Carl Sagan on TV. And Carl Sagan, by the way, smoked pot every day. That was his shit. And Carl Sagan was a huge activist and advocate of marijuana and enhancing perceptions with it. Bitch, this guy, the chit, I understand that you and Brian had a little falling out, okay? Let's just be nice, fella. There's no need to get crazy.
People are so emo.
Yeah, there's a lot of emo people. The Mark Gaydon. I wonder which guy's got the Mark Gaydon now. A lot of people have the Mark
Gaydon. It's Mark.
No, I heard it's not.
Sounds like
it. A lot of goddamn questions. This guy says, I grow two strains of sativa. You're right, Joe. First of all, don't ever say you're and spell it like that.
You are.
U-Y-O-U. And he didn't spell you are, which is the gayest way ever. What are you, a little girl texting? You're.
I hate that.
Y-O-U. And it's not an R. There's an apostrophe, and then there's an R-E. It's short for you are. It's not short for something I own, you motherfucker.
Have you been playing Quake Live at all?
I fucked that up all the time, though.
Everybody the you're?
You're.
Yeah. Sometimes I do it, and I'm like,
make a mistake. You're writing, yeah. Especially if you can type fairly quickly. You just things come out all fucked up.
So I was thinking about getting a regular phone, a skinny like Razer phone,
right,
on Verizon Network, and then getting the iPad. So like, if I'm like out in my car, let's pull up my iPad, have a better internet, but have a solid phone.
You're gonna go back.
Go back, I think.
Just because a phone. But what if someone sends you a picture or a video on your phone, some asshole?
Well, all those do that now.
Can't believe this. Check this out.
All those do that now.
Yeah.
You know?
Why did they go with AT&T?
Well, you don't have to.
You don't?
No.
You go to Verizon.
Well, here's the thing. No one's thinking of this. They have those MiFis now. So you just have your MiFi that has Verizon Network, and now you have Verizon anywhere you go. You know?
Really?
Yeah. They have these boxes that connect and then broadcast wireless. It's called MiFi. Remember I showed you them?
Right.
They're about this big. So if you have a little case, like a Satua, that you have your iPad in, just have that, throw that in there, turn it on, and you have Verizon wherever you go.
Look at this motherfucker just hacking the system, bitches.
Yeah. And that's another thing that's going to be big. Man purses are going to have to come back because of this thing. Hmm. You know?
Man purses. You're a big advocate of the man purse.
I actually bought a domain name. I told you I was addicted to domain names. I bought iPad Sling. So if you know anyone that wants to buy those.
Oh, shit.
You know anyone that makes purses? All right, just my laptop.
No, I don't know anybody who makes purses, goddammit. I don't wear a man
bag. Yeah, no, man.
Those man bags, they look like a fucking purse to me. Fanny pack looks like a manly choice.
Fanny pack doesn't, though.
You're in your fanny pack, clip that bitch in. All your stuff is right there. Somebody wants something, you just unzip and you get it to them. It's right there.
See, I like my little man purse that look because it's made for guns. So it looks like a gun statue, but it will fit the iPad. So
doesn't look like it's for a gun. It looks like it's for jewelry.
No, it makeup. Doesn't. I have a review of that.
And lipstick and mirrors.
Yeah, but you like stepdad right style. There. You got right like there. Let's go to Disney.
Big manly ass fucking fanny pack. I like fanny packs. I wear them all the time.
You should have a fanny pack company, and then you could also sell iPad slings.
I don't want to sell an iPad sling, Brian. I'm not buying the iPad. But if I didn't have a Kindle, I would see what you're saying.
And
but
what if you want to buy a portable DVD player for the car or something? You want a good one though. It's like, wouldn't you pay a little extra if you could download the movies while you're in the car?
Okay, first of all, how dope would it be if you had a screen in your car that's that big?
No, you can do that.
You can make that the screen in your car and install it as a screen?
Yeah, you could totally do that. I was thinking that on the way over. Imagine that GPS.
That might be the greatest thing ever.
And it's got giant Bluetooth, so you can...
How many inches is that?
It's 9.7 inches across.
It's so thin, they could just fit it right in your car if you had your dashboard fitted for it.
Right.
Whoa.
You know what's really funny is a lot of people are bashing on it that's not widescreen. Well, all right, there's going to be the bar on the top and the bottom. So they wanted it widescreen. So what do you mean? They wanted them to chop off like the top and bottom or make it bigger? If you make it bigger, then that thing would be this big, but widescreen?
So it's like a letterbox thing when you watch a video. You see a little black strip.
Right. But that's what they had to do.
That's what they had to do, man.
Duh.
They had to do it, man.
People don't get widescreen.
They don't get it. It definitely is better to have something that you can read books and watch movies on, if you look at it that way. But the way I
and video
it,
games.
Still is not that appealing to me because I already have a laptop. And if I'm going to spend time, like, what is it going to give me that the laptop's not going to? I can watch movies on the laptop and watch movies on that. What else can I do? I get online on that. I get online on my laptop better. So what am I doing with it? The applications? Really? Am I?
No. All right. It's the size of a book. So what they're saying is that what if you use it like you have a Razer phone in your pocket? Mm-hmm. And you're going to the comedy club and you have this little thing the size of a little notepad. It's in a little leather pouch.
Well, you can't even keep that bitch in your pocket. You're going to pretend that you're going to carry that thing around with you everywhere?
Well, no, you just throw it in the car. It's like it looks like a little book. It's a little book, you know?
So you throw it in the car so that you can use it when you're out.
When you're out? If you have it in the, like Steve Jobs, it's like
people are
going
to bring
kitchens.
Those things to restaurants and instead of texting, they're going to be sitting there watching a little movie?
Yeah, little books. Whoa. Doing little emails. Checking their calendars.
Steve Jobs, you bastard.
I think people are bashing it and freaking out about it because there's a couple things that it doesn't do off. Like, it doesn't do flash and stuff, but that's another reason.
Steve Jobs is fucking us up, man.
But I think once that thing's on the market, people are going to go crazy for it.
It's technology. All right, let's read some questions from these people. Gears of War. Fuck yeah, that game is awesome. That's another game. I'm scared of that game. I don't want to get locked in that world. I'm playing that shit online every day. Too fun, man. Remember when we got a chance to see that early on? We got a chance. We were in North Carolina, and I met Cliffy B from Epic Games, and he got us in, and we got a look at the models of Gears of War way before it was released. It was fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. And the new stuff they're working on, like these new enemies, they're so insane. Like, he showed us a demo of some of the stuff, and the guys at id Software did too, Tim Willits and and Todd Hollingshead and John Carmack and those guys are super cool. They let us come and check out all the new stuff they're doing. That's my favorite all-time game is Quake, but like I said, I'm scared.
You know that there's a they did a report on browser crashes on computers?
Yeah.
And I think it was 85% of all browser crashes were because of Flash.
Whoa,
that's a big number.
Whoa,
85, because other than Flash, you got JavaScript, you got a couple things, but 85% of...
That's crazy. Like, how is that allowed?
Well, that's just it. People are freaking out about something. It's a plugin, you know? HTML 5.0 is about to come out, which will make Flash pretty much unnecessary.
Why? How does it make Flash unnecessary?
Well, the problem is they started using Flash back in the day because that was an easy way to take video, put it on the internet so anyone can watch it because people's internet connections kind of sucked and it was in one format. What HTML 5.0 does is pretty much make, I think it's H2.64, like the video will just play in the browser, kind of like how a GIF works, GIF will work no matter what because it's made in the coding of the browser. So this will make videos and stuff like that just be in the coding and just work, So, and guess who's making or editing the HTML 5.0 coding? This is kind of interesting. A guy that works at Google and the guy that works at Apple.
So you've long had this theory that that there's a battle going on between Apple and Flash, and you think that one of the reasons why Apple has such a hard time working with Flash is to make it shitty on purpose, so that people move away from Flash.
Well, I think that's a good theory, definitely. But the big thing is that no one in Silicon Valley works together. like Amazon and Apple, and they're all not working together as a team.
Right.
They're all like having to fight and do and, you know, like right. the opposite of what this person's doing. Like if Flash releases a new plugin, you know, that works with Firefox or whatever, but doesn't work for Safari, they're trying to work for Safari, but Safari changes something and then it fucks all their shit up. You know, and right. it's constantly like that with everything in Silicon Valley.
Because they don't work together.
They don't work together.
You just think it's odd that they're working together? Are you sensing a conspiracy, Brian? If so, please say it.
I'm sensing Flash is getting pushed out for some reason, mostly because of the security reasons. It's very open for you can get hacked and security with Flash and stuff like that. And I think it's getting pushed out, especially when HTML 5.0 comes out, which is probably coming soon.
HTML 5.0 can't do what Flash does, buddy, and it's proprietary codec.
It's what?
This is what this guy says. Filbert 007. Whatever.
Yeah, go Google search HTML 5.0. Go look at Wikipedia or whatever, and it'll even explain it in there. It's pretty much known that once HTML 5.0 comes out, that Flash, for the most part, is going to be hurting.
Okay, well, the gauntlet's been thrown down. A challenge has been made.
YouTube has already switched over all their videos to 5.0.
What is this guy's asking?
So has Vimeo. Vimeo.com, I believe, just switched over to 5.0 ready. Meaning that's why YouTube now works on your iPhone.
Hold on a second. This guy's asking a question. What's with the censoring on this social message board? What is the censor? It's like if you try to Twitter something and you swear or on this, will it change it?
Maybe.
Is that why that guy wrote that? Fucking like that?
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Is that true, folks? You can't swear on this?
It's probably a setting if there is.
Oh, it has to be a setting. Please tell me that's a setting. That is, you know, people don't think that's a big deal. Like, I always make a big deal out of the fact that, you know, censorship of certain words, you know, and people say, what's the big deal? You know, why do you have to be rude? Why can't you just, you know, not say those particular words or when you're around certain people or in certain situations? Like, that's a way of controlling us. It's nonsense. It makes no sense whatsoever. Words don't mean anything other than intention. What's important is that you're expressing your intention. You're expressing what you're thinking. The idea of magic words is it's poison to the language. It's terrible. To have words that you can't use around certain people and you can't use when you broadcast them, you'll be fined hundreds of thousands of dollars. That is just a gigantic distraction. That's complete, total mind control. It's a technique that they're using to try to control the population. There's no other way around it. Why else is censorship? Is what? It offends people? Why does it offend people? You don't have to listen to it. The government's going after it. Why are they going after it? They're going after it because some people are very offended by it, whether it's religious people or, you know, really conservative people. But why? Why are they offended by it? It's nonsense. It's a fucking huge distraction. It's just a word. Whether you say I fucked her or I had sex with her, you can't say I fucked her. Like, is that really hurting someone's feelings? So what happened on the night that you proposed to your wife? Well, I fucked her. You know what I mean? Is that bad? Well, I had sex with her. It's the same thing. You're saying the same thing. Like, it's not offending me if you say you fucked her. You know? If you say, that fucking hurt, I'm not going to get... Why would I be upset? What kind of a douchebag gets upset if you stub your toe and you go, that fucking hurt. Ugh. Who gets mad at that? Who the fuck thinks that's wrong to say? It's a trick.
Yeah, but if we didn't do that, then words wouldn't be as powerful as they are now.
They would be just as powerful if you used them the right way.
Fuck you! You're like, whatever, I heard fuck you 5 times a day.
You hear fuck you 5 times a day already, dude. No, that's the problem. If it was like some exotic word that nobody used, like cunt still has a good amount of zing to it. It's the only one, you know, other than racial epitaphs.
There has to be a way to turn off the censoring thing, right?
I don't know, ladies and gentlemen.
Is there a way to turn it off?
The social stream appears to be censored.
Because why would they censor that, but yet I could say funk, fuck, cunt bag right now, and that's even worse than
typing. I don't know, man. It's how you say it, this man says. Would I let my kid curse? Fuck yeah, it's just words, goddammit.
People are so weird.
Wow, you really are censored. I don't see a single swear. No one can swear.
No.
Everyone has to write that effing.
I think it's Twitter. It's not Twitter.
That's nuts. It must be Ustream.
Yeah, it's totally Ustream. It's gotta be. But it might be just a setting.
You could say anything on Twitter. Okay, well, that dude who was talking earlier with TH Chit, and we were giving you a hard time about the way you wrote something, I completely apologize, sir. I was out of line. I did not know that you actually couldn't write the word fuck, and you had to write all that other nonsense. My apologies, kind sir. All right.
So it doesn't look like you can turn it off, or at least no one's saying anything.
Teach that to a kid and have him repeat it in school. I don't know what this question was about, sir. Okay, well, thank you, Austin Curtis. Austin C. Curtis, because if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't even have known that it is censored. This guy says the Bible is just rubbish. English people have such cool things to say.
Rubbish?
Yeah. I mean, that sounds fucking
yeah, but they
cool.
have some gay things that they say.
Yeah, like go to the loo. Yeah. Have to take a leak. But you know what my favorite is? Proper. You know, like if something like, oh, that's a proper sports car.
Yeah,
you know?
Proper.
That's yeah, I like that. I like proper. That. I like when they say that. There's something that sounds dope about that. Nah, that's a proper cell phone. You know?
Did you see it on the telly? Fuck you in the telly.
Yeah, well, the telly doesn't bother me that much. I like England, though, man. I enjoy it over there. Doing comedy over there is fun.
Yeah.
They're fucking cool, you know? It's like our comedy translates directly to them.
Shite.
Like, their comedy doesn't translate the same. You know? Like, their stand-ups don't translate as some of them make it over here. I mean, obviously, Sacha Baron Cohen, who, in my opinion, is one of the funniest guys of all time. But he's not really a stand-up comic. He's like crazy prankster, hilarious guy.
Do you see somebody was fucking a chicken on a subway yesterday? And somebody recorded on video. Just like, you know how Sasha and this.
It's one of the signs of the apocalypse.
Yeah.
That's what that shit is.
I think it's on delisted.com.
How did that guy get hard? How did he get hard? Oh, you can say cunt if you space it out. This guy wrote cunt. It's a great word. He spaced it out. You clever bastard. It's just like Battlestar Galactica. They just start changing the words. They'll be farking.
Yeah.
You know, like, that was the craziest thing ever on Battlestar Galactica. What the frack?
What the frack?
Know? Like, you could really say that? I mean, so dumb. It just shows you how dumb it is that we still have magic words that you can't say.
Yeah, people having sex with chickens is freaky. You've seen chicken porn, right?
I think that egg hole is supposed to feel real good.
It's weird that, like, some animals, like, what, sheep, are supposed to have, like, a perfect-feeling vagina. It's supposed to be just like a real one.
Yeah, sheep, supposedly. Yeah.
Which is weird.
I know, right?
That was, what, Jesus' pet growing up, right?
Banging sheeps and shit. This is pretty funny. Z, the dirty banana, says, my brother-in-law's a Brit. I like when he says, proper fucked. Like, when proper describing fuck. Trash.
I fucked him proper.
Yeah, that's totally how they would say it. Mate, I was proper fucked. Come on, that's a cool fucking thing to say.
Proper fucked.
That's, and you have to say that, but that's like something you have to say with an English accent. You couldn't say like, yeah, I was out there, we were getting drinking, we had a fucking drink on, listen, I was proper fucked. You were proper. What? People go, what?
Fucking shy like. Cunt.
I was proper fucked. Yeah, and the way they say cunt is so much better.
Cunt.
They say cunt constantly.
Cunt.
Fucking cunt with a fucking cunt. Like, cunt is not as strong over there as it is over here. Because they say it all the time. It's like they're way more liberal with the use of the word cunt. Chicks throw cunt around all the time.
Cunt. Hung out.
With a fucking cunting cigarette. Cunting is a great word. When cunt's not good enough, it's cunting. You know? It's like takes cunt deeper. It's like you're so bored with saying cunt. You say cunt so often that you add an ing on the end of it. That's how hard you roll. Fucking cunting cigarette. You know, you say that, man.
Fag.
Like someone's used to cunt.
Cunting fag. I need to smoke a fag.
We need a stoner president that would get things done. Supposedly there's a picture of Obama smoking a joint.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's a joint.
There's no way to tell. There's no way to tell.
He's definitely smoked weed before, but man, I don't think there's any way he could be doing it now. First of all, yeah, we do need a president that sees other ways of looking at things. That's what we need. Whether a president's a yoga master and he does it, you know, all naturally, or whether our president's a stoner, or whether our president's a guy who likes to go into the jungle and take ayahuasca with the shaman. We need someone who has a leader's way of seeing the world. Someone who sees it outside of this crazy predetermined pattern that we're on right now. You know, I mean, I wrote this article about... It's on my blog about the Large Hadron Collider and how crazy it is that, like, at a certain point in time, science got to this weird point, and I'm not trashing it in any way because I'm fascinated by technology. I'm just making an observation that when we first started inventing things, it was to improve the quality of our life. You know, we invented spears so that we didn't have to chase after the animals and bite them with our teeth. You know, we invented things. We invented houses so we survive under the rain. But at a certain point in time, it got completely past that, and now, even though we have all sorts of things to deal with the human race, like poverty and what's going on in Haiti and Liberia, the Vice Guide to Liberia, if you haven't seen that document, god damn, these fucking dudes went to Liberia, which is this crazy nation in Africa that has, like, rampant cannibalism. Like, people are constantly killing each other and eating each other. They're selling human meat on the street. This one dude talked about, he was this warlord. They called him General Butt Naked, and this fucking crazy guy would kill babies from, and he talks about it, how he would kill innocent children from the opposing tribe or whoever the fuck they were at war with, cut out their heart, and they would all eat the heart, and it would strengthen them for battle and make them invulnerable to bullets. He ate a lot of people. I mean, this guy talks openly about eating people, about what you eat. If you're hungry, for hunger, you eat, like, the soft part, like the stomach and the inside of the thigh, because it's tender. I mean, he's talking about, like, what you eat, what part of a person. And he was talking about, he turned this guy in, who he was eating street food, like he bought some chicken skewers or something, and it was human meat, and he could tell because he's eaten it so many times. So he explained to the police, this guy's, like, serving human food, and you have him arrested. And now the guy's, like, a crazy evangelist. And he preaches in front of all these people. He's killed thousands of people.
What's the name of that documentary?
The Vice Guide to Liberia.
Yeah, text that or tweet that. A lot of people are asking that.
Jesus Christ, I gotta tweet that. One of the craziest fucking things I've ever seen.
You know what's weird is that Obama still struggles with his cigarette addiction. You know? He's always talking about that. How he just started back up and stuff.
All right, I'm gonna post one of eight. I'll post it up on Twitter right now. You're going to have to find them. You know, if you just, the site is very clunky, the Vice Guide site. These guys that put the site together, they didn't do such a great job putting the site together, but the footage is incredible. You know, I mean, what they're doing is just amazing. The stuff, they're getting deep into this. Like, Liberia is like, literally, like a scene in a horror movie. Like, it's like a lot. They went to a brothel in Liberia, and it's just like Saw. I mean, it literally is. It's like Hostel. It's insane. And it's real, and it's happening right now. I'm posting it up on Twitter right now. This is the first one. This is part one. But it's, it really, it will change. The apocalypse is here. It just hasn't hit America. It's here. It's in Mexico. It's in Liberia, it's in Haiti right now, it's all over the fucking world. There's big crazy shit is happening all over the world. This is not happening in America yet. You look at how Liberia is, that's going to change the way you look at everything. The fact that this could go on today in 2010 and not even have it be like a subject like that makes the 5 o'clock news, you know, that it's more important to find out, you know, some new girl that Tiger Woods fucked. You know, I mean, really, there's people in Liberia that are eating people on a regular basis. It's fucking crazy. Wait till you watch it. They show it. They show a guy with a human heart. They show a kid, a young kid, talking about, oh, that's the good meat. That's the good meat. The person talking about eating your enemies. Whoa. What the fuck, man? It's pretty heavy shit. All right. Back to the who the fuck is calling
Joe.
You, motherfuckers?
Put your home phone on vibrate. All right.
Oh, what happened? It went away. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. My bad.
Damn, I was going to ask you something, but I totally...
Well, you know what? You see me every day, motherfucker. Let's get some questions from these folks who don't know me.
Well, I've been trying to ask you questions from these questions.
Oh, okay. So let's go for some.
But now I forget what I was going to ask you.
It's a fine line, ladies and gentlemen, between letting the rant come out, letting the ramble, and I want to answer your questions, but... You know, every now and then I get something, a rant comes, and I think for entertainment purposes, it's best to roll with it.
Have you talked to Stanhope lately?
I have not seen Paranormal Activity, but I want to. Yeah. I haven't talked to Stanhope in a while. Last time I talked to him was probably a couple months ago. He was telling me he was going to come into L.A. and we were going to try to schedule a Crackle. The show that never goes anywhere. We have to do that soon, man. Let's get cracking, son. Seriously.
The Crackle show?
Yeah. Not tell people. We can't tell you what it is.
Yeah.
Do you watch the Pakistan gun market thing on Vice TV? No. The only thing I've seen on Vice TV right now is that Liberia thing, but that fucking... what those guys are doing is incredible, and I've heard there's all their videos are incredible. Vice Guide to Liberia. And again, I just posted it on Twitter. But if you just go to vbs.tv, that's their website, and they have so much different shit there. It's incredible. These guys have giant cast iron balls. I mean, this dude drove to this fucking town in Liberia that's like this shanty town where there's no electricity, there's piss and shit in the streets, and this dude and a truck, they drove in there, and people started yelling, give us some money, like, it's crazy. They could have been hacked apart alive. I mean, literally, it's like a scene in a goddamn horror movie. Oh my God, why? The girl says from the video of Chimpy Monkeys. Because you need to know. You need to know, goddammit. I need to know where that hair came from. I think it's my cat's hair.
Yeah, hopefully.
Sneaky bitch. Tastes like her hair. I've had her hair in my mouth many times. questions. I didn't put up a website thing here on the message board.
Damn, it's usually already been
two. Maybe someone could... Someone's asked questions in the message board.
Get Bravo Indian drunk on Ustream.
No, because this is my house.
Yeah.
The Bravo does not, he's not allowed to drink in my house. When you have babies, that's the first thing you want to cut out is Eddie being drunk in your house.
Just you protect know,
forget
the
about
baby.
Sharp corners and knives. Worry about Eddie being drunk in your house.
Do you mind if this girl sleeps in the baby room with it?
Yeah, I got this honey coming over. What?
I got this honey coming over. Can you sleep in the crib?
What? Dude, are you drunk? Yeah, what's the big deal? I have a family, man. That's hilarious.
Bump, bump.
Okay, let me... answer a few more questions and we're going to leave soon because we've been doing these for 2 hours and that's how we're going to keep doing it. In the future, we got a bunch of them that we're going to figure out today how to get up on iTunes. We record just the audio portion of it separately.
Any news on your website?
I got a crazy website designer. Who knows what he's doing? He's working on some crazy shit. When it comes out, it's going to be dope though. So I'll leave it for now. But in the meanwhile, Brian may build a bridge. He may build a website to bridge us between this website and the future website, because he's chomping at the bit.
Yeah.
So, what's your what is your review page? Is it is your MySpace? Is it Let's Find Jesus?
They're all on redband.com, or if you just want to check out the video part of it, because I have a written review and a regular video review. But if you go to YouTube / Let's Find Jesus,
okay. But then go to redband.com.
Redband.com, it's all on there. Okay.
RedBan. REDBAN.com. Seriously, if you ever want the best review of the droid I've ever seen is his review. He breaks that shit down.
I was talking about this today with customer service. Like, technology hasn't helped us in any way trying to, like, when you're on the phone going, no, D like dog, B like boy. You know, right. Like, there's nothing that has been invented to distinguish D's and B's and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, you have to say a beta, alpha.
Yeah.
P as in penis. Right. Do you always use like words like D as in dick?
I do,
like,
I do.
This guy was being really annoying, and I was trying to sign up for my Sirius, so I kept using swear words. S like in shit, D as in dick. And he was like, okay. Like, it was like, he was annoying me, so I was like, I didn't even know he was annoying me.
That's hilarious.
He was just being so unhelpful. Like, when I was talking to him, like, listen, man, I've been a customer for a long time. Why are you being awkward with me?
So I was holding off for the Verizon iPhone since that didn't come. Should I go with the pre or what should I do?
Yeah, Verizon fucked us. We thought that we were going to get the Wednesday announcement.
Yeah.
And it was going to be a new... I'm going to check a look at the pre because, like I said, I like this for the phone, but it's pretty much,
You know,
like,
what the pre also has? It has an option to be a MiFi where it broadcasts Verizon network.
Really?
So if you get the iPad, you can broadcast Verizon network and then connect it.
That's pretty badass. I like the pre too. I like it seems to be as responsive as an iPhone.
Yeah.
It seems to be the only one.
See that video? They opened up 50 applications at once.
You can't do that with this fucking clunky hunk of shit. This is like, seriously, this is like a dumb knockoff from a third world country.
Storm 2.
Yeah. Not even like, you ever see those fake, the Storm 2 is. Have you seen those fake iPhones they make in other countries that are just clunky hunks of shit? You know, that's what this is like. It's like, it's so behind
the iPhone. Tour 2 come out yet?
Not yet.
It's like,
that's what I want to get.
February 3rd, I believe, that comes out.
I might not get that, though, if the Palm Pre is, because I like the way the Palm thing slides out. I like the Palm Pre. The screen is way nicer.
Plus, I've always been a fan of Palm. It looks like they got their shit together on this one.
Palm, did you get your shit together?
I hated the last one we had. Remember, we all had Trio 700s or whatever?
Yeah, but we thought it was the shit when
at
you had
first,
it.
Then it started freezing up all the time, and then we were like, fuck this phone. Yeah, I think I might get that.
What can we see in your book when it comes out? Unfortunately, I don't have any fucking pictures of when I was younger. Not very, very, very few. But it was all about the road, about doing stand-up when I first started out. I just got a bunch of crazy stories that I thought would be a good first book to write. You know, it's basically just crazy road gigs, like trying to make it as a stand-up comedian. You don't realize like how strange it is. Like, it's such a crazy life. And it's, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know where you're going. It's the most it's the most unsure way to make a living, to try to be a professional stand-up comedian. Pre is not all that. Can't open
that many apps.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about? There's a video.
Pre Plus, it's online. Just go watch it. The old one, you couldn't open up that many gaps, but the Pre Plus has much more internal memory. You need to be on top of it to have this conversation with Brian Reichel, man.
Yeah, the Pre Plus can actually, there's a video of somebody opening up 50 apps at once and then still playing Need for Speed. Yeah.
Hey, you guys should put up a contest for people to be on your show. Laziest stalker ever. See? I just did it.
Is Alex Jones an agent?
Yeah, people always want to know that.
Actually, he's Bill Hicks, and that's true.
Stanhope is in Austin today. He should have stopped in to see Alex Jones. Would they get along? Yeah.
They're friends.
Stanhope and, Alex is friends with both of us. We all talk about how crazy he is. But
last time, Alex Jones got on the stage or something like that.
Yeah, that was like a couple years ago.
I have video of that.
Yeah. Alex is crazy. He's a nice guy, though, isn't he?
Alex? Oh, I love hanging out with the dude.
He's fun to hang out with.
But I every time I ram with the guy, I always feel bad for him because I feel like I'm like, just relax. You know, just calm down. You know,
he's
you're,
very
turn
high
off.
Strong.
He doesn't turn off.
Very high strung fella. Loves the UFC. Whoever's doing Mark Gaiden's not that funny. Right
now. Must be angry Amadeus.
How dare you? La da da. Did I watch the State of the Union? Any thoughts? I didn't watch it. Did you watch it?
What?
State of the Union?
Who cares?
You know, it's almost like at this point in time, I thought that right before Obama got elected, you know, when you know, it looked like he was going to win, I was like, wow, this is so crazy. Like, this guy's going to win? Like, this really, it really felt like things were going to change. You know, it really felt like, wow, maybe voting is real. You know, this guy can get in office. This guy's a black guy from a single mom. And, you know, and the way he says he's going to get everybody out of Afghanistan and get everybody out of Iraq. And meanwhile, he hasn't done anything.
Well, he also said when he was running, like, this is a long road. You know, I've got a lot of my road. He never said it was going to be quick. Like, even when he was, you know, he's said this the whole time.
More troops to Afghanistan.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not a military expert, but what we have to look at for real is we have real problems at home. We have real, I mean, when you look at the enemy, you look at attacks on America, like there's this big giant distraction that the big fear is things we have to worry about from other nations, from all over the place. There's a lot of crime and violence in America that we got to worry about. Before we worry about crime, you know, a giant group called the Taliban acting to kill Americans, worry about the thousands of people that we kill every day. And how the fuck do we put a stop to that shit? How do we put a stop to senseless violent crime in America? And then we gotta deal with the fact that we're right next door to Mexico. And Mexico is way crazier than Iraq and Afghanistan combined. More people get murdered in Mexico than anywhere in the world. The war on drugs in Mexico, there's five times more casualties this year, something like that. Victor Davila, the guy who does the Spanish version of My Job for the UFC, great guy. He was living in Juarez, and he told me, it was some crazy statistic, you'll have to Google it, but it was like five times more people died in Juarez in 1 year than died in the Iraq War. I mean, it's nuts, man. They're just killing people left and right down there, and the reason why they're doing it is because there's so much money in selling illegal drugs to the United States from Mexico. I mean, it's incredible. These guys get so goddamn rich, and they're fighting over so much that the violence is insane, and they're killing police officers and politicians, and they brought over fucking tanks and shit, and they got tanks running through the streets in Juarez. I mean, this shit is happening literally into a country that's connected to us. You can fucking drive there. It's not, you don't have to fly, you know, halfway across the world to deal with some conflict, whereas the enemy is there. The enemy is anybody who's murdering people, all right? Anybody who's so fucking crazy they're killing five times more people than die in a war. I mean, it's right there. That's a war. There's a war that we're not even involved. It's connected to us. It's fucking dangerous. They're getting rich as shit, and they have tanks, and who knows what they're going to get? I mean, in Mexico, you could probably buy jets, you know? They could probably buy, like, fucking U.S. Army jets from Russia. Who the fuck knows? They have billions and billions and billions of dollars. I mean, they're so rich. It's scary shit, man. Very scary shit. We're worried about what's going on in Afghanistan. But the problem is there's money in Afghanistan. There's natural gas. There's money in oil. In Iraq. There's oil. Controlling the natural gas pipeline. The reason why people have been trying to get to Afghanistan over and over again for so many years, while the Soviets invaded them, they're trying to get the resources. Whenever we fuck with other countries, we're trying to get their resources. That's it.
In the future with the electric cars, do you think people are going to be like blowing up Radio Shacks? And like, protect the Radio Shack. Batteries. Never mind. Ha 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 ha.
I didn't get that one at all. You didn't even get it. You said it. The cartel is insane. Yeah, it is insane, man. It's scary shit. Where do you get, can you get this Gracie shirt from? I got it from the Gracie Jiu-Jitsu website. I'm not exactly sure what the name of it is. Who is that? That bitch got cut.
That is... I don't know.
Oh, that's a girl that said they would beat her up while she was pregnant.
Who's Steven Jackson?
I don't know, like a football player. Ex-girlfriend.
Oh, that's why.
She bears the results of being attacked. Oh, attack at the hands of the NFL star. Oh, shit.
Let me cut you.
Damn. You want... Who knows? She might be crazy. Have you ever played Quake Live? Yes, I have. It's fucking amazing. Orale, orale, orale. What does that mean? Exactly. I don't know what that means.
Ole, ole, ole.
Chinga, Mexico, this guy says. You know, it's crazy that we have countries still. I mean, it's crazy that there's like an area where if you're born over here, you're fucked. You're shit out of luck, and we don't let you come to the good spot. It's not like just one planet that we all live on. We like separate it. We guard the borders, and we have fucking guns and shit. And they'll, you know, there's like a lot of stories about Border Patrol shooting people that are, you know, like holding a rock at 100 yards. 100, you know, you can't hit them with a rock. You know, they just headshot them. Bang! He was threatening us. Like, you know, like it's pretty nutty, man, just because you're on the other side of the fence. It's such an uncompassionate thing, you know, the whole idea of these teams, you know, and not allow. And everybody says, well, if you let them over, they would just come over in a swarm and they would fuck up the whole culture. Like, really? Would they? You know, aren't they already here? I mean, in L.A., I mean, how many illegals are there in L.A.? How much more would it be if it was legal?
Dude, there's less white people.
Do you think everybody would just come over? If they said, okay, now there's no immigration, there's just one country, the United States, Canada, and Mexico, everything that's attached... It's one country.
I think so. What would happen? I think
they would just all come over. Yeah. There would be nobody in Mexico.
Yeah.
You could get some badass deals on houses in Mexico then. Then it would all like settle out over a few generations.
No shit.
You know, people would realize like Baja California is pretty fucking dope.
Dude, the cost of living here is ridiculous. I've been looking at lofts lately now because I was at this party and this dude owned a loft and it was amazing. I was like, oh, that's perfect for people that have a lot of shit. You know, like lofts, it's just a big room, you know, like it should be cheaper. You know,
right?
Lofts are like going for like $2,000-$3,000 out here for just. It's amazing how expensive lofts are.
Yeah,
have you ever lived in a loft?
No, it is weird though how things are really expensive. You know, in cities like New York City, apartments are the nuttiest things ever. Mm-hmm. New York City apartments,
yeah,
are
like, that's retarded.
You have to pay like $3,000 for a little tiny place.
Yeah,
that's. I mean, how do people afford that? I mean, that's nuts,
impossible.
Man.
It's impossible.
That's like got to be like a significant percentage. And people go, well, you know, I don't have to have a car because I take the subway everywhere. That's all well and good. But yeah. You don't feel trapped.
No.
You don't feel tethered to this machine.
Yeah.
You really want that? God damn it.
Damn it.
The North American Union, this gentleman says, Pantera 33. Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a North American Union. It's supposed to be this fucking crazy, how would you describe it, New World Order conspiracy that we're moving towards one world government, and sort of how, like, in Europe they have the euro that, like, goes through one money source, that we're going to do that with the Amero in America. And, you know, Lou Dobbs actually talked about it on CNN, but, you know, Lou Dobbs might be crazy. Obama was really interesting when he addressed it. He addressed it during his campaign. He said he sees no evidence for that. You know, and it makes you wonder, like, how much do you think they really know? How much do you think, I mean, who the fuck does Obama answer to? What happens when you actually get in office?
A cat. That's the secret. There's this really smart cat.
It's an Egyptian cat with a golden headdress, and it just sits there.
Obama, you must.
Don't make me turn you into salt, bitch.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think happens when they get in there? I mean, do they meet with the heads of these gigantic corporations that spends millions of dollars on their campaign? They must. They must, you know. I mean, that's one of the things that they said about Bush, that Bush met with the heads of all these different energy companies and oil companies, and it's like common practice that, like, or it's common knowledge, rather, that policy was dictated after he had these meetings. Like, they had worked it out. But that's what, I mean, how does anybody not expect that? If you pay people millions of dollars, you give them millions of dollars of your money to get them into office, once they're in office, I mean, you bribe them. I mean, you bribe them.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you, or else you spend millions of dollars? I mean, if you're, an oil company, why are you giving politicians all this money? Because you want them to, like, take it easy on you. You want to, you're bribing them. It's nuts. I mean, it's crazy that that's legal. It's crazy, and the Supreme Court recently just stopped the cap on spending on it. They said that they're like, they treated them as an individual, that a corporation's like an individual, so they could spend as much money on campaigns as they want. That's crazy. They're gonna have all kinds of nutty ass commercials, like that talking dog commercial that they came up with.
Obama just put a spending freeze though on a lot of the money last week? I thought that was that whole thing. I don't know. He probably talked about it last night.
he was horrified by it, I'm sure. He was talking about it. But I think that's also just because people were horrified by it. I think they just got so greedy and horrific that they needed to take a step back. They go, listen, we fucked up. This is like people might storm the White House with guns. This is getting crazy. Like, now, you know, even people that run the corporations are like, really? They're going to let us do this? Is this democracy? Is this really what the United States was founded on?
Ustream this week doesn't seem like it's been fucking up. Has it been fucking up at all?
No. Ustream looks fine this week. Does anybody have a problem with... we were ready to jump ship, you dirty bitches.
Maybe it was a storm last week. Maybe that.
It could have been the storm last week. It could have been this, you know. Obama did right after the budgets got increased by 35%. That's what this guy says. Obama did what? What was the question? We're saying that Obama put a cap on the spending? He did after the budget got increased by 35%. So they increased it. So they changed it by 35%, and then he put a cap on it, so it made it look like he was doing anything, something to stop it, but really they didn't. Is that what you're saying? Well, it seems like the spending freeze is in 2011, he said.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's all fucking nuts, man. Yeah,
that's why I don't follow this stupid
shit. It's so complex. Politics are so complex that at a certain point in time, you have to, like, look at your resources. You have to look at your life and go, how much time do I have to deal with this shit? How much time do I have to take care of my children, to pay my bills, to manage my career, to go to the gym, to hang out with my friends, to play a couple games of pool? How much fucking time do you have in a day? And that's why they can just fuck you and keep fucking you. That's why these cigarette and alcohol companies get away with contributing millions of dollars to a partnership for a drug-free America. And then they make commercials like the one with the talking dog that, you know, tells the girl to stop smoking weed. It's just corruption, and it's blatant, and it's right in front of our eyes. I mean, the system is so fucked up that it's almost like someone else has to come in and fix it. It's almost like we're like Lord of the Flies, just a giant, large-scale version of it. And we're just fucking going crazy. You know, we're allowing corporations and these dudes to make millions and millions of dollars just by fucking us. All this stimulus money that went to all these banks that they don't have to account for. It's fucking chaos. I mean, that is a mad grab for cash where dudes are saying, well, we got to give them their bonuses. If we don't give them their bonuses, they're going to leave. They're going to leave. So that's why they should get millions of dollars of taxpayers' money while the whole economy melts in front of everybody's eyes. Like, that's incredible. They're so bold that they want bonuses while everything's falling apart and going under because they have contracts. And then they say, well, we're going to lose them to other corporations. Like, no. What? You're supposed to lose them.
Yeah.
Your fucking bank failed, stupid. Right. Holy shit. I mean, it's amazing how just blatant they are. It's almost like it's so corrupt that nothing's going to fix it. And I feel like when I think about investing my time and trying to pay attention to it, or God for fucking bid, trying to do something to fix it, it's like it's so fucked up. It would take 100 lives of 100 people living 100 lives just to bring it back to baseline, just to bring it back to no corruption. You know, politics in America are so fucked up and corrupt. And when I talk to people that really know about it, like I know some dudes who run some big businesses, and I've talked to them about politics, about what, you know, real, what campaigns and what contributing is really all about. It's fucking horrifying. It's horrifying. It should be all illegal. It should be illegal for politicians to talk while someone else writes their speeches. Totally illegal. There's no way you should be a guy reading a goddamn script written by 20 experts in English and in, you know, in the right way to phrase things, and great writers who know how to, you know, mimic some of the responses that people got to historical speeches. You know, like, well, Teddy Roosevelt was in a similar situation, and this is what he said, and I think we need to address that, and the founding fathers of this country really knew best, we need to address that, and they calculate it so perfectly to make you interesting. We don't even know who the fuck Obama is. We know that he's pretty cool, calm, and collected. But, you know, until you see a dude, you know, that until we have... Well, Obama does write a lot of his own shit, though. You got to give him that. But it's all nonsense anyway. If he was talking like that in your house, you would think he's crazy. What we need to do as a nation and as individuals... And you'd be like, why can't he just talk to us? Why do they have to talk like that? Why can't they get on stage and go, listen,
there's, you know, a certain Middle age group that's almost fucked, dead, but once they die, I think we're going to be like that.
You think so, right?
I think so, too. Yeah. I think it's just an age group that if he didn't do that, then people would be like, what the fuck? You know, maybe in 30 years, the president's going to be like, you are, you know?
I think you got a good point. Yeah, I think you got a good point. I think that's real possible.
I mean, that age group's just got to go. And once they're gone, weed's going to be legal.
Everybody before the internet. Pre-internet, oh my God. Yeah. You know, if you didn't embrace the internet, God, you're riding on a buggy, man. You're riding on an animal.
Yeah.
You know? All that nutty, I mean... Can't we have a president that gets on stage and talks like a normal human
being? He raps. This is the...
No. I mean, a guy who gets on stage and goes, well, here's our situation.
Right.
You ever seen that guy, Ray Kurzweil, explain technological, the singularity and the exponential increase in technology?
Yeah, yeah.
The way he explains it is like a regular dude. He's not talking about it like it's the future. God bless America.
Right.
He's not getting all crazy and dramatic and theatrical. He's just giving you information.
But that's how someone should be talking. People feel like they just have to do that. Like Alex Jones even.
But it's a fake drama. I don't mind real drama. I don't mind if the guy's talking and if I feel like he's just... And you could tell that sincerity. And that's one of the reasons why they put on that so obvious fake voice, because it masks insincerity. That's what's the most offensive about politicians' speeches. When if they had to talk, if they had to go up there and go, well, what I want to do is, I want to end this war. I'm trying to figure out how. We've got to get out of Afghanistan. First thing we're going to do is we're going to set up Iraq. We're going to get out of there. And if he said it like a guy who was just talking to you, you would be able to see where the bullshit is. But by masking it in political speech, in that speech, you know, that mode, that specific predetermined pattern.
News broadcasters and everyone got.
We stand at a crossroads. Blah, 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 blah. And when they talk like that, it's agreed that it's going to sound like bullshit.
Yeah.
And it masks bullshit. I just thought that up, too.
Newscasters totally.
Somebody tweet that so I remember. Because that's a bit. There's a bit in there somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's a bit in there somewhere. That's why they speak speeches like that. Because you would, if they were speaking like a regular person, you'd know they're full of shit.
Yeah, but why do the news people and radio stations have to do it?
Because they're trying to get that paper.
Yeah, but what? What if you watched the news and was like, dude, there was a fire today. Check this shit out. We filmed this on Main Street. Look at this building. That's all fucked up. Check that
First
out.
Of all, it's really hard for people to be themselves on camera. It takes a long time.
Yeah, but they train them to be that way. They train them to have that voice. That's why the weather person and the traffic person in every city all sound the same. Like on radio.
Yeah.
It's like, we have to have the certain dead on Main Street.
Well, it looks like you got clear sailing on the 405. Yeah, they have a certain way of doing it because that's, it's sort of like strip club DJs, too. It's like they're nervous, so they fall into this pattern because it makes them more comfortable. Like some stand-up comedians sound like that, too. You know, some stand-up comedians, like, you can tell, like, they're trying to sound like a comic. Like, that was a big thing in the 80s. There was a bunch of guys who weren't saying jack shit, but they were saying it like comics, and they would get laughs. There's a few guys, I don't want to mention names. But the 80s was real easy for shitty comedy. A lot of guys like slipped through because there was so much comedy going on. And they never learned how to talk as themselves. They were always like the wacky comedy voice guy.
Oh, it's already gone. 4:20.
Is it?
4:20. Almost food time.
You guys ever talk about Michael Leonhardt appointed the head of the DEA? No, I don't know. You know what? It's like it's the same thing as like opening up the doors to Mexico. It's like, I don't know the solution. And the problem with the DEA is, really, they shouldn't be busting people for pot. Pot should be legal. But there are some drugs that are fucking terrible for you. You know, there's real drugs that are terrible for you. And a lot of them are sold by fucking pharmacies. All right? How about OxyContin? You got real problems? Watch that thing we were talking about earlier, the OxyContin Express. But these DEA guys and all this, they have families and they have jobs, you know, and this is what they're doing. And a lot of them signed up to do the right thing, to try to protect communities. And then they get involved in it, and I think that's when things get squirrely. And, you know, you do realize that, it is kind of fucking silly that I could tell a guy he can't do this and I'm going to lock him in a cage and you think you're doing okay because you're just doing your job. Well, if they make pot legal, that's 50% of the fucking people who are in prison for nonviolent drug offenses. Do you just immediately cancel out all their cases and let them out? Or do you say, no, you live in the dark ages, so you're fucked. You know, you lived in the ages when it was illegal. I mean, you'd have to let everybody out of jail. You'd have to let like half the people out of jail. What? That's crazy. So they're all fucked up now. They've been in jail and they're all hardened. And they've been there for 5 years and they're fucking angry. Unless you're going to pay them, how are you going to let them out of jail? You're going to give them millions of dollars? They got to all sue. Okay, so now you got millions of people who want millions of dollars. You don't think the economy's fucked now. Let people out, make pot illegal, or make pot legal, let people out of jail, make the DEA close down because you're not going to go after drugs. Fuck. It's like the web we have already woven is so polluted. It's so hard to extradite yourself from it. Is that the right word? I was trying to be smart.
Immaculation of the
You know what I'm saying? Like trying to be immaculate with my structure of my linguistics.
You're doing the fake speech thing.
Yeah, I was doing the fake speech thing. That is what it is. What's the sickest thing you've ever seen? You, brother. Sick. I don't know. I mean, what does that mean? What's the sickest thing you've ever seen? I've seen some sick things.
Have you been to the Ronald Reagan Museum here in California?
Fear Factor? No, I haven't.
You should go.
Pretty crazy,
get
huh?
really baked and go see
it's
it.
It's pretty crazy that people, like, when I was a kid, Ronald Reagan was a hated man. When he
really?
Came, yeah, because people have convenient memories. When I was a kid, amongst anybody who's intelligent, I lived in Boston, which is a fairly liberal, very intelligent town, very, you know, high amount of colleges per capita. People are pretty goddamn smart in Boston. And growing up there, they hated Ronald Reagan. When all that Iran-Contra shit was going on, and they made Reagan testify about selling arms.
Oliver North.
Like, I can't recall. You know, when it sold the arms to Iran, I can't recall. I don't recall. You don't recall? What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
You can't just sit up there and say, I don't remember. That means you did, you fuck.
Yeah.
You fucking criminal. That guy's a criminal. I mean, that guy was, you're old. Tell him you don't remember.
Right.
I can't recall. That's crazy. There's a dude named Jimmy Tingle, who's a hilarious Boston comedian, who had a great joke about that. He goes, here's a tip, Mr. Reagan. If you sell arms to people who hate us, jot it down. He goes, make a little note. Put it on your refrigerator. Today I sold arms to people who hate us. And on that note, you fucking filthy savages. I think we're going to end this because we don't want to overstay our welcome for your 4,000, the perfect 4,001 viewers, listeners. You guys are super cool. Thank you very much for tuning in. We will continue this every week. This is, I believe, 5 weeks in a row. And you can always get them. You can always download them off this Ustream channel. And we are going to look into today how the fuck we get everything on iTunes. And then eventually what I would like to do is I would like to do two of these a week. Maybe one video, and we'll do that and put it on. We might do one just straight audio. I'm thinking two a week would be better than one. And I want to do it like a regular thing and have it so that you can RSS it and subscribe to it and get it automatically downloaded to your iTunes and all that jazz.
Fuck Flash.
So that's what we're doing. Don't argue with Brian, okay? It's not worth it. He knows what he's doing. Use Flash, Brian, you scumbag. Whoa, things are getting crazy. All right, thank you very much, you guys. We really appreciate it, and we'll see you next week. Later, yo.
Later. Oh, yeah, I'm doing this, right?
Show, start showing some videos. Where's the sound coming from? Is that coming from there? We're still here! The people who are still here, ladies and gentlemen, we will now broadcast only in audio. This is the secret session that nobody told anybody about, but because you decided to stick around and keep your fucking Ustream open, you're here. Ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna keep this bumping.
Let's fuck
Brian
this cat.
And I are gonna we're gonna fuck my cat. And we're gonna talk for another 20 minutes, folks. Meow. Why? Because this is a goddamn experiment. Meow. I want to see how many people stay on. Meow. I want to see how many people listen to us with just a backbeat and Brian making cat noises. Meow. We're down to 309, folks. It's not looking so good. We're losing viewers. I think we do our best work in the post anyway. You know, people don't have to watch it live. Let's be honest, we're not answering that many goddamn questions, okay? The questions are coming in like a waterfall, and we're trying to keep up, but what's most important is that we give you the flow, you know what I'm saying? We give you the rant, we talk to you, we communicate with our people. What's going on? Committed? I'm committed to you, my friend Adam Kroll. We are committed. How high are we? Jesus in space. I'm as high as Paula Abdul is on the ride home from the pharmacy. Alright, you guys are still here. We got 303, bitches. We lost people with itchy trigger fingers. It's like when you go to the movies, and sometimes you go to the movies, and you just don't sit through the credits, but there's some funny shit in the credits, like The Bachelor Party? Bachelor Party. That fucking...
Oh, the movie.
Galifianakis movie.
No. The Hangover.
The Hangover.
You're talking 1970s.
You. Jesus, I don't even know what I'm talking about. It was about a bachelor party. The Hangover. My apologies. But that Galifianakis movie, the end credits are some of the funniest shit. I mean, it's really, really hilarious. Hilarious stuff. So that's what this is. This is the end credits. 305, 306. We're gaining, ladies and gentlemen. Spread the word. Let bitches know there's no visual, but there is a funky techno beat, and they are still talking. And this guy says, I'm on here 24/7. I don't sleep. Wow. Ernie M. Slander, you wild man. Pet my cat for me. Listen, I'll pet my cat when I want to pet my cat, you fucking weirdo. Pet my cat for you. I pet my cat for her, okay? You like our funky beat? Yeah, you like that music?
Yeah, I like that beat, man.
This guy says, I like radio better than video, personally. Imagination. I agree with you. I think there is something about that. I like listening to the radio, too, man. I love satellite radio for that very reason, you know? Satellite radio is the shit, but this is basically satellite radio for everybody. You don't even have to pay for it, you know? I mean, I think satellite radio is awesome, and I have, in my car, I have Sirius with the best of XM, so I can get Howard Stern, and I can get Opie and Anthony, and I can get Bubba the Love Sponge, and I can get, you know, Ron and Fez, and I can get POTUS Politics, I can get anything. It's fucking awesome. I love it. So, because of that, you know, I think what this is even more exciting, because this is like radio that anybody can do. I mean, Brian and I are just sitting here in my living room, and we got this fucking microphone that we bought at the Mac store, and this is connected to our laptops. I mean, it's so goddamn easy. We don't have a crew, and you know, I mean, if we were, like, charging you guys a lot of money and we had, you know, we wanted to have some sort of a production value to this thing, yeah, I can understand that, but is that, does that make it any better? When you watch The Tonight Show, do you really give a fuck that there's a room full of people there and everybody's cheering? And do you really give a fuck that there's a band there playing whack-ass music at the intros and outros? I mean, what I like about, like, if I watch Letterman, I like Letterman interacting with people. He's funny. He's a fucking funny guy. That's what I like. He could be doing that in his house, and it would be just as interesting. What are you doing? You showing people pictures and shit?
No.
You going to Duncan Trussell's friend Facebook page?
Yeah, that's tonight.
This Thursday?
Comedy is dead tonight.
I can't go.
A lot of good comics.
Got a hot date with the wife.
A lot of good comics. Take her to it.
Oh, no.
Look at this lineup.
Pregnant. I don't want to poison my future baby with... Oh, that is a good lineup. Damn, Doug Benson, Dana Gould, Chris Hardwick, Nick Kroll, Guy Branum, Duncan Trussell, and Natasha Legro. That's a good goddamn lineup.
Yeah.
Duncan puts on a good show. That's that one that he does from the funeral.
It's Hollywood, the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. Cemetery tonight.
That's nutty.
8 p.m. I
mean, we're promoting people, man. We, you know, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got allegiance to our friends, but I can't make money off that.
Here's your $2.
You guys are fagging out now that there's no video, right? Listen, fella. Just because you have to use your imagination to masturbate to the sound of my voice now and you can't see our pretty faces doesn't mean we're fagging out because there's no video. We're experimenting, my friend. How weird is that? You guys are fagging out now. Oh, are you meaning that we're fagging out like Brian sucking my cock right now when he's not talking? No, that's not what's going on at all. I'll let you see a little video real quick, as long as you promise to stop being mean. You promise?
No.
Stop being mean, I'll let you see a little more video. No, fuck you. This is radio, bitch! This is the Ustream radio portion of the program. We're down to 300 viewers, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of people don't like the whole imagination thing.
They did.
Not down with it. Like, listen, stupid, I want to see you.
Let's get out of here.
This guy says, it was a joke, Joe. I know it was a joke. I was joking back, my friend Andrew Lawrence. I'm just being silly. I know. That's the problem, man. You know, you don't know me. You listen to me talk shit. Avatar is horrible. How dare you? How dare you, Irish Temper 69? First of all, anybody that has a 69 in their name, automatically have to think about your opinion and go, one of two. Why are you always cocksucking pictures?
I'm looking at blowjobs. There's nothing wrong
with
that.
Don't do that in front of me. My dick will get hard, then this turns to a gay off. Listen, man, unless you're 12 years old, don't have 69 at the end of your name. And if you are 12 years old and have 69 at the end of your name, who touched you? Who did that to you? Huh? Or are you just trying to be silly? You're just trying to be silly? Yeah. Irish temper. I got an Irish temper, and I love my dick sucked while I eat some pussy.
Well, me too. All right, I'm going to turn this off.
I won't be happy unless you call me Aaron instead of Ernie. My apologies. I did not mean that. Aaron. Oh, Aaron Nemslander. That's what it is. I'm sorry. It's a chick, ladies and gentlemen. Women are very sensitive. They have to be. They raise babies. Okay? You don't realize that until you have a few. Like, oh, now I know why they're like that. Because I'm not milking any fucking baby. You know what I'm saying? You need the softer personality, Brian. And Brian, I understand you're trying to have a baby. Is this true?
Yes. I'm joining a pregnancy pack. Where me and my guy friends, we're all getting together, and there's this place in Pennsylvania with these girls that all want to have babies in high school.
Dude, put that away.
What?
I don't want to watch this chick get a fucking foot job. Turn that off.
You don't like foot jobs?
This is my house, okay? You fucking freak. That's a dude that's totally, completely desensitized by the internet. We're sitting here, hanging out, and he just puts on some video of a chick jerking a guy off with her feet. Like, really? That's okay. You know, you don't even think twice. You're like, was there any kids in the room? No, fuck it. Put some porn on. You just have that running in the background all the time while you're working?
No.
Just have porn?
I was just going to show it to you because, like, who likes that shit?
Some people must. Some people must be so desensitized. They must have porn going while they're working. Like, spreadsheet.
Why? There's
right next to it. Cocksucking. Is that us for a second?
For a second.
Yeah, you saw us for a second, bitch. You know we're not sucking cock now, right? So you cut it with the gay jokes, man.
Hey.
It's really not right. Down to 295 loyal listeners, ladies and gentlemen. 295. We're clearing this room. Back to 296. Coming on strong. It's coming back. I'm not even tweeting this. We were trying to get Eddie for the show for today. Yes, my friend Andrew Lawrence. But Eddie is in a plane right now on the way to Japan.
Doing chemtrails all the way.
Chemtrails like a motherfucker. Our buddy Shigeki is fighting in King of the Cage in Okinawa. So they have to fly over there to see the fights. Is it awkward looking into Goldie's eyes? No. Goldie's my boy. Goldie's my boy. He's a good man. Goldie's a good man. It's that's one of the cool things about doing the UFC. Mike Goldberg was telling me that he had a gig once upon a time that was a dream gig. It was an awesome gig, but he hated his partner. He did not like the guy. He said the guy was a dick. And Goldie's one of the nicest guys I've ever met. He's such a nice guy. Mike Goldberg is, I mean, you know, people say he fucks up a lot. Look, the fucking guy's done 120 fucking UFCs, all right? There's going to be fuck-ups. You're going to be able to, like, go back and you know, and YouTube it and make a nice clip of him fucking up, for sure. But who cares? He's a nice fucking guy. He does the job. He gets in there. He knows what the fuck is going on. He makes it happen. And he's a cool dude. I like him. He's a super friendly guy. So it helps me. Working with a nice guy like that, it's like I look forward to seeing him. All right. Podcast is the new radio. I think it is, man. I really do. I think that this is the future. The only thing that's separating this from regular radio is you don't have this in your car yet, and that's coming. They've already come up with internet-capable car stereos, and you're going to be able to download podcasts directly to it. And a lot of people, they have setups in their car where they have an iPod, and they download people's podcasts on their iPod, and then they set up where they broadcast their iPod through their car stereo speaker. A lot of you have that, right?
I sit in my car, and it automatically connects to my iPhone, and then I have my whole iTunes on my iPhone play through my sync on Ford.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's the goddamn future. And it's going to be just like a DVR. So you know how you get, you know, your TV shows. I mean, how often do you watch TV shows when they air? Only if you're home and you're looking forward to it, like Lost or something like that, and you sit through the commercials. But it's way better to not do that. It's way better to do it whenever you want it and to be able to control it and fast forward it. And if you can download this as an MP3, that's the shit. You're in the car and you're like, oh, these dumb motherfuckers are talking about MMA again. Let me just fast forward 5 minutes, see what he's talking about. You know, I mean, you can do whatever you want with it. It's yours. You got it. You control what you want to pause it. You can do that. You don't miss anything. You want to rewind it. You can do that. How many times have you been listening to someone talk on the radio and they say some cool shit, but you don't know what the fuck they said? You're trying to write it down, but you don't have anything in your car. You're in traffic. How cool would it be to rewind the radio? Well, you can with this. This is way superior to just broadcasting shit. Plus, there's not signals in the air that kill the bees.
Cassette tapes for life.
Yeah, cassettes, yo. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think that's about it.
Yeah.
I think we're going to end this because Brian's tired, and it's already 4:40. So this is 2 hours and 40 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. So we gave you an extra 10 minutes of actual fake radio. Silence with bubbles and the whole deal. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Do I get any inspiration? Let me answer this, though. Did you get a lot of inspiration from this, from your interaction with Tom Green? Yeah, hold on. Where, I don't know
where
it went. This thing is moving so fastly. And his stuff. This is Foons and Spork. Oh, shit. It's moving so fast. It's hard to follow the chat. Yes, definitely. I did Tom Green's show once, and it's fucking awesome. He's got this cool ass house, where his whole house is basically like he's turned it into a studio. He's got this killer setup where he's got like servers in his house. I mean, his house is really like the center of it all. It's like we're using Ustream, and Ustream obviously has, you know, some servers set up somewhere, but we're just kind of connected to them and broadcasting to you. Tom Green's got that shit all out of his house, which is really kind of a crazy expensive way to do it.
Yeah. Well, it made sense before all these websites like Ustream came around. Now it's kind of like, well, you didn't have to do it.
How is he doing? How's Tom Green's show doing? Are people still watching it?
I think it's pay-per-view now or something like that.
I think the pay-per-view is the footage, the archives. I think it's hard to figure out how to make money with this stuff, you know? That's what it is with these guys. Like Tom Green trying to figure out how to make money with it, you know? I think it's kind of tricky. He's doing comedy now. He's doing like stand-up comedy tours. So, we got a lot of inspiration from all this stuff. There's a lot of cool shit on the internet. You know, the internet is where I spend a lot of my time. It's where Brian spends a lot of his time. And we think that this is the future. I mean, I just got a thing for my car yesterday. I got a new car yesterday. I got an M3, a BMW M3. It's the shit. And I got a thing where I can hook up my iPod to it. It's awesome. So my playlist shows up in the screen, and I can scroll through it and pick songs I want. It's so much better than the radio. It's awesome. You know, it's just, you can control. I mean, you can have so much shit. There's so many interesting things. You can download books on tape. There's so much shit that you can throw on an iPod, you know, instead of like scanning through the radio. It's like, I mean, you don't even get a guide. It's like, it's like watching the TV by just flipping the channels. You know, you kind of know what's going to be on because you memorized it. Do you have all these like gay apples in there? Don't do that.
Hey, get rid of us. Later.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much, and we will see you next week. Next week, we're going to try to do it on Wednesday. And like I said, we're going to have the shit up on iTunes soon. And thank you very much.
Right.
Jihad.